It's a spicy. It's a spicy bourbon. No questions around the table? None? We're good to go?
I'm here.
Are you fucking with us, bro? All right, Drew. Spin it up, daddy. Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to another Jolly Boys Driving, one of Evansville's most jubilated JPEG-dealing junctions, joining up to drop bows on jokers who don't respect the juxtaposition of jockeys and junior jump ropers. Uncle Gary got good and goosed up and tried to gander at the neighbor Greg when he was trying on his new golf clubs. Episode of the Days Grim. My name is Brian Michael Day.
My name is Thomas Grimm.
And I'm Drew Head.
Tight. I like it. Thank you for being on it, dude. I miss you guys. Dude, I feel like I haven't seen you in like a month. It's only been 2 weeks.
Been like 2 weeks. I would like to point out one thing. Tom didn't do his in the intro.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't have headphones. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We'll splice it in, dude. We'll splice it in.
You better.
Speaking of Tom just being a piece of shit, Tom, can you do me a favor? Hit him with that intro.
Joining us this week in the Days Grim studio is Jake and Joran from JRL Local. How are you guys?
Hello!
Sick. Happy as hell to be on the Days Grim.
What's
Evansville
up, dudes?
Evansville ain't ready.
You guys doing all right?
Oh, dude, I'm doing amazing.
Beautiful.
These seats are comfy as hell.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing all right, Joran? I'm doing real good.
Hell yeah, dude. We saw each other like a month ago at
the gay bar.
Yeah, the gay bar.
Yep.
We were just chilling.
Hanging out.
Funny thing, I was just, I saw a Rogan clip.
Did you wear your pineapple shirt?
I should have. I should have, dude.
I went there once and the guy offered.
Do you go to, like, do you let a gay guy hit on you sometimes ever?
Yeah, for confidence.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. You guys, that ever happened to you?
Yeah.
Has it ever happened? Yeah, it's happened.
Was it like a bummer for you or was it like, for me?
No, that's a great compliment.
Yeah,
it's,
dude.
It's amazing, bro. I go out on the dance floor, start twerking and dancing. Bro, all the dudes come up and be like, what are you doing, honey? And then I'm just like, oh, nothing. Wait, you want to buy me a drink? Oh, dude. Free drinks.
To be fair, Jace got moves though.
I'm just saying, gay guys will be out there on the dance floor.
Dude,
you can't just be sitting on the side. You got to get out there.
Are you tap dancing out there, dude?
Of course.
Jace got some moves.
Are you Mick Jagger?
Just like you just move a little bit. Oh wait, the camera can't see it. Sorry, I was doing this.
Shins up, dude.
Shins up.
Yeah, you asked before we started.
I know, my bad.
Yeah.
Hopefully these shins are good.
Know where you're at. Okay.
Okay. I get the frame.
Yeah. Anyways, dude. So what have you guys been up to, man? It's October. This is gonna drop in November, but did you have a good October?
I went to Bud's last night at Halloween, bro, and I can't stand it. There's way too many people. Way too many people. At least it's not like Chasers, which is $20. So we went to Bud's, but dude, and I'm short. I'm like a super short guy, so everybody's mountains.
How tall are you?
Bro, don't make me say that. Come on.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're taller than I am. So.
Hey, short kings for life, dog. 5'7".
We're the same height.
It's rough, dude. So everybody's just, I'm always.
Yeah. Trying to make your way through a crowd.
You can't get through, and then everybody's touching you all over.
Jordan, what about you? You have a good October so far?
Yeah, it's been a really good October.
Business, dude? Are you guys crazy busy?
Yeah.
Bunch of pumpkins.
You guys don't slow down through the winter months?
Nope.
No. What is slowing down?
Yeah. So we've had actually one of our graphics guys, he actually just recently moved back to Indianapolis. So we've been trying to, you know, figure out this whole remote thing. And, you know, so with him kind of up and jumping ship for a little bit, it's been tough to get everything done. And, you know.
So he's not working for you remote up there?
No, he is.
Oh, he is. Yep. It's just different now.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we got to upgrade our systems, get new servers.
That's a bitch.
The whole thing.
Servers are a bitch.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Yes, they are. But they're so nice.
Is this like the NAS servers or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been looking to get one.
Yeah, they're so expensive.
They're so expensive.
And they
need like their own air conditioning unit.
Yeah.
Dude, it's fucking insane.
It turns out they're actually, it's same as computers. After 2 years, you got to get a new one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, or you can limp by and like upgrade the software and the hardware and kind of limp it along.
Just take out a processor, shove a new processor in.
And then for like a shitty one, it's like $1,500 or $2,000 or whatever. And then you have to like pay to keep it online. So it's a constant monthly fee that you're paying to keep this fucking hunk of thing that stores all your shit online.
Yes, dude.
I used to work in the internet, in the internet biz, and it's a bitch.
Really?
I totally understand. Yeah, do you guys remember Sitco that used to be around here?
Yep.
I used to work for Sitco, and they have all their they had all their servers.
Those gas stations.
I was thinking of that's the gas station. That's
what I was thinking. Man. Sitco. Indian owned.
Oh, so. Was it Sitco?
No, the gas station is Sitco. Sitco is.
Yeah, it was like in Disney, right?
Sitco. 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 They did internet for all the county people. But yeah, it's a bitch, dude.
Oh, so I was going to say, all I know is Spectrum. I was like, were you the Wi-Fi guy that like walked up to my door and was like, what's the wrong with... Yeah, Wi-Fi. No, you weren't that guy.
No, that was not me.
I love those guys.
So how long has JRL been in business?
Almost 5 years.
Yeah.
Jeez. Almost 5 years. Five long years.
Actually, what did they... We were just talking to Parsons from Honeymoon Coffee about this. Honeymoon
the
Coffee.
Relationship, company. So if you make it 7 years, it's more likely going to work.
Oh, that's what I'm tangling
I thought up. It was like three.
What's the...
I thought it was like five. Most businesses fail within the first 3 years.
Within the first...
Yeah, there's like a that hump. There's like a hump that you have to get past.
3 years
yeah.
was def. I feel like every year's a hump. what's yeah. when yeah, is it not true. A hump?
No, it's more so in a sense of if you can figure it out for 3 years, great. That means you're figuring out how to not lose money, and then everything after that is, are you up to par with exactly what your numbers look like? And the people who go from the 5 to 7 years, that's what decides if you got your numbers down to where seven. You're fine. Because if you get your numbers down, you know what your sales are. You're good.
Okay.
Just keep up with the sales.
I can see that. I feel like business can be a tricky, tricky lady. And then once you get into like the years and start extrapolating things, we don't make a lot of money on the podcast. But as a business, it can be tricky. So I kind of understand. But we're also really poor. So.
Mm. Oh, I 100%
I tell you, dude, agree. Johnny Walker.
Not great, dude.
All our budget goes into booze.
Yeah, see, he's the business guy. I just click buttons. I'm having a good time. And Jordan's over there stressing, you know. Dude, every time I go upstairs, he's, you know, emailing or in a business call and just being like, whew. Okay, next one. I got to go again to the next business call. And
I feel like this
and
is
I'm a, over here just like having a great time being creative. Like, yeah, this is the next video.
This would be a good time to bring up the introduction. So we like to do an elevator pitch for people that maybe don't follow our channel regularly and they don't kind of know exactly who, what we do, who we do, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. They should.
So we like to do a little elevator pitch, like 60 seconds or less, and we can go both of you guys. So.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to hear Jake's first.
This oh, man, fun. I would love to hear
Do you guys want
to
thumb wrestle just, over it?
Yeah. Or, yeah.
Ready? Oh, we're actually going to wait, how does the saying go?
Go, go.
I have really tiny thumbs, Jordan.
Yeah, okay. So Jake's going to go first.
Oh, right. Oh, so the winner,
love it. Love
so
it.
The loser goes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So 60 I cheated.
Seconds. What's your, Jake, what's your elevator pitch?
Okay, so my elevator pitch, first of all, if you're not subscribed to the Days Grim, wrong. And for me...
You're goddamn right.
Fucking wrong. So for me... I got into videography in college. I always liked watching movies, and I was always super curious of how they got that shot. I didn't know shit about cameras. I didn't fucking, who cares, right? But I was always like, how did they do that? Like, okay, I see that shot. How did they do that? And it was always in the back of my mind. I went to college, did the thing that was the closest to it, which is broadcasting and communication majors, right? And it was the worst thing ever. Well, okay, I take that back. It was great in some ways, but it was broadcast. So, you know, it was like news stuff. And man, I was so bored. And I didn't have anybody around me to like really tell me what this could do or what you can do with this. I thought it was just like a very long progression of you have to start in like news media.
Right.
Then you get your own camera, whatever. But then I met this guy that like knew cameras real well. And he was like, bro, you can make... hella money doing wedding videos if you just buy your own camera. And I said, bet. And I dropped out of college. You know, there's that story. And then fast forward after doing like weddings and shit and music videos, and I was really into it. Moved to Evansville because I was like, I'm from Vincennes, and there was nothing going on there. It's such a small town. It's awful. It's yeah. city and train city.
Yeah.
And a dirty V.
Oh, seriously, dude. Super dirty V. And then I came to Evansville, messaged anybody I could about, like, hey, whose videography?
I was the only person that responded.
He was the only dude that responded. So I messaged everybody, and
Jordan
I was like,
was
hey.
Just desperate enough to accept yeah. it.
And I said, bet, dude. And I watched his videos. And I was like, sick, I can do this. And so, like, he fucking met up with me at Donut. What's that donut?
Parlor.
Parlor Donut. Slap. Shout out to Parlor Donut. Great place. And he was like, bro, you're hired.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was like, oh, man, I don't got a computer. I don't have a camera. He said, don't worry.
Hooked
that,
you up.
Yeah, that's the kind of guy Jorn is. He'll, you know, if you ain't got something, if you're, you know, lacking in something, he's like, don't worry about it, man. He's a problem fixer for sure.
Can I take my summation away from that? So are you still shooting now, or do you do more than that now?
Oh, I mean.
With JRO.
Oh, video editing.
What do you do?
Oh, yeah.
You do
I
a
am
lot.
A production manager. That is my little title that okay. they give me.
Okay.
Do you manage productions?
Yes, I do.
There you go.
Yeah, dude.
So anytime somebody needs something done, they hit me up for one-time productions.
Also,
our clients
traveling
are different.
Cameraman.
Yes.
You just went out of town.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just did a documentary in Vegas following our a really big client of
you
ours.
Did you see the new dome?
No, dude. That was the one thing that freaking
pissed me off.
It
broke when we were there. That was when the hurricane like came through Vegas and like it was broken.
Yeah, dude.
The globe,
yeah, so
the sphere.
I didn't even get
you seen pictures
see
of the inside of it?
Yeah. No, what's it look like?
Oh, dude, it's so sick.
It
looks
like it'd be a great place.
I want to trip out and go inside there.
Dude, I don't do acid or mushrooms, but if I did, I would.
That would be the first place.
Yeah, I think I saw something about like, it was the first like 24 or like 18K. Movie directed by Darren Aronofsky or something.
Oh, I did see
and they
that.
Showed it in the
yeah,
inside of the
that.
Globe.
No shit.
And it, I don't, I think it was just like.
Didn't have something to do with space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Space
yeah.
or something.
Earth. I saw yeah. that. It starts in outer space and it like zooms into Earth. Yeah. And it's like fucking insane
bro,
resolution.
Yeah.
Oh, bro.
Dude, the screen just wraps all the way up and down. And like they do concerts in there. It's like whatever you want as a backdrop.
It's amazing.
Yeah, wet dream.
It's freaking beautiful.
Dude,
I
no
love
kidding.
That.
I'm half chub just thinking about it.
I know, right?
I'm getting
so Jorn. What about you?
Yeah. Elevator pitch. Jorn. Who are you, sir? Who are you?
My name is Jorn. I started JRL in 2019 or so, right before the pandemic. Best time to start a business, right honestly. Before the pandemic. And kind of like what Jake was saying, you know, it's I was just started off making free videos for a bunch of local businesses because I was like, you know, I can two birds, one stone. I can market myself, I can network, and I can get better at making videos and then niche myself into businesses while, you know, doing it for free and doing all this stuff. So, you know, that's what I kind of did. And then the pandemic hit, but I didn't stop. So I kept doing that and was just making all these free videos and whatnot. And then I met Jake and, you know, finally started picking up some traction, started getting some clients, hired Jake on, and me and Jake have been married ever since, obviously. Yeah. But
no. Jake was your first employee, started, technically.
Yeah, absolutely.
Started with those.
It's more of like a partner than an employee. You know, we hate the word employee, but
yeah,
you don't put
that.
Labels on it.
No, we just give each other titles.
Well, yeah, let's not make it exclusive. Is what it sounds like. You know what I mean? I can touch a tip. You can touch
exactly.
a tip. Whatever.
Exactly.
Of a camera.
Yeah, of a camera.
So we're clear.
Of it. Yeah.
So we're
and
clear.
Did you guys ever see any of like the back 2019, 2020.
Takeover Tuesdays.
That's I do vaguely remember Tuesday. That. You talked to me about them, yeah.
It was rough, man. Like it was super fun,
it was
but
fun.
Like with trying to do
crunch
clientele
time.
Work.
Just with
like,
podcasts, trying to get done a week.
You're doing right. it for free.
I don't want to talk about it. It makes my stomach hurt.
It's hard, and people don't see that side of it. Like to do all these
or
awesome
you have
free videos.
One technical difficulty that puts you through a 3-day hurdle. Of
oh yeah,
literally, bro.
Yeah,
all the time. Oh,
you
the
got
computer.
A rope tied in a noose. You're ready, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just all I need is this one system to keep messing up and hanging.
Yeah. And Premiere Pro, shout
it's
out
Premier,
to him.
Yeah,
it's fucking Premiere Pro. That
dude, hey, also speaking of hanging, shout out to that teacher that hanged himself in that death of the week on our. On our Halloween, well, it might be 2 weeks ago. I don't know
because
we've got the 150.
Oh, yeah,
that's
it was 2 weeks ago.
But the Halloween's, dude, the Halloween special. You guys haven't heard it yet, but when it drops, dude, the death of the week is fucking gnarly.
Is it gnarly?
Yeah, it's fucking.
No, I love how Brian always be saying gnarly, dude.
Dude
it's, sort of, it's in my head. I was fucking.
It's gnarly.
Gnarly.
Yeah. Shout out to that dude who fucking died. Oh,
yeah.
Sick.
Shout out to him, bro. It's grim, but there's a positive outlook on it somewhere.
That's where I come in at, dude. I bring the day to his grim. You know
Amen
what I'm saying?
To
dude?
That.
People... I just bring the death of the week.
So that's actually how we like came up with the thesis of the show, really, or the scope of the show was like it's a dark versus light, it's a day versus grim, it's, you know what I mean?
So I love it.
And then we like we have all this fun during the interview, and then we do the death of the week, and that's really dark, and you know, Tom gets a boner, and then we go back to the happy stuff, and then at the very, very end we like to tie up on like,
that's right, about the part where the boner
he's looking
down.
Dude,
hey, you don't, I'm waiting for it.
You don't have to look very hard, dude.
Well, dude, my eyes are never moving.
And then at the very, very end we like to tie up on like that dark question that we've talked about, so it's like a good balance.
That's my favorite part.
It's like
I love, like, I'll fast forward to when you guys, like,
dichotomy of, like,
a lot of people do that, and then, like, the attraction dies off.
I was like, I want to hear who dies.
Yeah. Oh, dude, on a dick? Let me get in there.
Yes.
No, but man, it was, it's cool spending all this time making this creative stuff, but yeah, I agree, it can be very cumbersome at times. And hats off to you guys for having done it now for, you said 5 years.
5 years.
5 years, that's a
lot.
We
only did Takeover Tuesdays for...
Yeah, we did Takeover Tuesdays, very, very small point. That just kind of like got our foot in the door, but essentially we started building clients after that, started growing our team. And then obviously whenever you handle clients, it's more of a day to day type of task rather than like a one off production type of thing. So, you know, Jake is very, very skilled in the whole, production storytelling realm. And, you know, I feel like we make a great team as far as like putting our heads together for shots and whatnot, but obviously I can't be there all the time for productions and whatnot. So, you know, we've kind of built this whole team around just bringing creators that just want to create together to find an outlet for that creativity, but also propping up their own personal stuff too, to where they can do their own productions, they can do their own comedy skits, they can do their own photography, their own stuff, to where, you know, they can have their own businesses at the same time while, you know, growing their skills and learning and working with a cool team. Same
and a
time.
Lot of access to cool equipment.
Yes.
Equipment.
And that's what it is. It's like the experience of being around so much stuff that you, kids like me don't have the money or the time to invest in this stuff.
Yeah, one lamp is like $1,000.
Literally, dude. It's not cheap. This business is not cheap. You're either rich or you...
Sucking 50 dicks to
get
that.
Oh, my God. Seriously, man.
That's like a big part of like why I fuck with you guys so much. Just because like giving someone a camera and letting them use equipment and shit and just do whatever while also employing them and... It's just
it's partnering.
Yeah. It changes a lot of people's lives. The guys that have joined up have, I mean, we've only grown, you know.
Well, it's like, okay, go ahead and try and be creative and sit in a room by yourself at a computer and see how long it takes you to eventually hate yourself by the end of what you're trying to make. But whenever you have people to bounce things off of,
it makes things so much easier. Editing with somebody else in the room alone is
game
like,
changer.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like having three guys on a podcast versus just
one.
You know, it's like you get to bounce.
I wouldn't make it. I promise you. No. I promise you. I wouldn't do it by myself. I would have quit a long time ago.
Speaking of quitters,
there are times where people think that it's just time to quit life. So I guess it's now time
or
for
quit making their YouTube.
Is it
going to
be a suicide? Oh wait, hold on. Is that what you were transitioning to?
Yeah.
That was a terrible segue.
I loved it. You know,
Drew.
We'll
easy
edit
pass, like, post-its around, be like,
don't wear me.
Drew,
don't wear me.
Do me a favor and let's spin up this week's Death of the Week.
Boom, boom, boom. The Death of the Week.
This week's Death of the Week brought to you by thedaysgrim.com. Our website is not nearly as dope as JRL's, which we will show you later, but I highly suggest you stop by and buy some pretty mediocre t-shirts for some pretty reasonable prices.
Hell yeah.
I'm looking at you, Jake.
Sorry, if I could be wearing one right now, I'd be doing this the whole
buy
time.
Buy a fucking t-shirt, you cheapskate. That's thedaysgrim.com. Stop on in, dip the tip in, see what feels right. Okay, so let's move on into this week's Death of the Week. Oh, Drew, let's go full screen because this is going to get tasty. This week's Death of the Week, thank you for zooming in. I didn't even have to ask. Woman jailed for killing boyfriend in YouTube stunt that went wrong. Here we go. A Minnesota woman has been sentenced to 6 months in prison for shooting did her boyfriend in a YouTube stunt that went wrong. Mona Lisa Perez, now 20, pleaded guilty to a second-degree manslaughter in the death of 22, who she had been dating for 5 years. On Wednesday, Minnesota Judge Jeffrey Remick set out the terms agreed under plea bargaining. He said Perez would serve a 180-day jail term, alternating between 10 days in jail and 10 days out for 6 months, amounting to 90 days behind bars. The judge said the remaining 90 days could be served in home confinement. Perez was asked by age 22 to fire a gun from a 30 centimeters away. That's poorly written. as he held a hardback encyclopedia to protect himself from the bullet in June of last year. Had previously experimented and thought that the thick book would protect him. The clip was filmed by two cameras, and the couple's three-year-old daughter witnessed the shooting. Really involving the children. God, Jesus, fuck. How much farther do I gotta go, Tom?
What?
Now there's
worse.
Can we
just
watch
a little
it?
More.
Man. Just a little
okay,
more.
Okay, okay, we'll go a little farther. They had recorded a number of YouTube videos together, featuring them doing stunts and completing challenges. Before the shooting, Perez tweeted, and I quote, "Me and I feel like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, keep
what,
the voice.
What was her name again? What was her name again?
Mona Lisa.
Okay, so Mona Lisa, so where'd the quote go? Me and are about to go, I don't know what fucking accent I'm doing.
That was beautiful.
Going to shoot one of the most dangerous videos ever, his idea, not mine. I think she's French.
That's, yeah, no, she's that like, was French. She was trying French.
She's Austrian French. The bullet pierced the book, which I'm only laughing at my accent. The bullet pierced the book, which was only 1.5 inches thick, killing. Perez was pregnant with their second child at the time of the shooting.
Oh my God. Hasn't everybody watched fucking Mythbusters? Or like at least. Like,
they tried it, okay?
Intelligent. Tried it they tried. Myth,
okay,
not
this,
busted.
Just so we're clear, this is roughly an inch thick.
Yeah, so you an gotta, inch and a half? How fucking dumb are you?
I don't know.
At least 3 inches.
I mean, people gotta at least
do
understand.
Like a Bible or something.
Yeah, at least the Bible. The God's word would protect you. Better.
Jesus. JC's stepping in at that
he
point.
He would have stepped in and not let anyone die. This is ridiculous, man.
I don't know what to say.
Did he record it? Or where are the views at? Like, if it got
over
a million
views.
Could you imagine
afterwards?
Do you think
it?
She published
in,
the video?
She's in jail for 10 days and then 10 days out. So how does that work when you get a job? Hey, I can work work 10 days on.
I know. What is that?
10 days off.
That's what I was asking. What is that sentence? Have you seen that type of sentence before?
I think it's like a concurrent sentence.
6 months.
Okay.
Do they do that often?
That's I have no idea. It seems weird.
How old were they again?
Like 20.
20 and 22.
20s.
Although,
they were Drew's age.
I got to kind of...
Drew, what are you doing later? You want to go practice later,
I
got to
kind of blame here because...
He really hyped his girl up for that charge.
He asked her to shoot the gun.
Yeah,
and I guess that's why she got second
degree
manslaughter and
along.
Not murder.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
But even if he hadn't died and he didn't get injured, why the fuck was their 3 year old there?
Yeah.
Oh my God,
I think she was manning the camera. Just so we're clear, I think the 3 year old is manning one of the cameras.
It wasn't like vlog style. Like,
do you think
still.
A 3 year old can do your job, Jay?
Absolutely, bro. 100%. All you do is like
dude,
hit
a get
button a and then put shit together in
dude,
a software.
Get a Ronin, bro. You're good.
Yeah, you're good. What's the first camera you had? What was that?
This 6500?
No,
the
Cosmo.
The Osmo, baby.
Set him up with a fucking baby easy rig.
Hell yeah, dude.
Easy rig.
They'll get to your chest.
Yeah. But how bonkers... Okay, first off, let's be clear. Let's
YouTubers.
Hypothetical situation on this death of the week. And shout out to Mona Lisa for giving
honestly.
Us this content. Shout out to Mona Lisa. She's crushing it.
Thank you.
Thank you. They thought that this content would be used in other ways.
Well, here's my question. Here's my question. Let's say this goes off without a hitch, right?
What went on?
What are the odds that YouTube lets you pull out a firearm and shoot at a person holding
exactly.
a book and doesn't tear
at the
that
very
down?
Least,
yeah,
it would be age restricted.
Yeah.
Demonetized and age restricted, and I'd be willing to bet their audience is 99.9% underage, so they wouldn't be able to watch it.
This brings up my point of a YouTube and a Live Leak collab to where YouTube runs.
Don't laugh.
Somebody died.
Well, yeah, but they took down Live Leaks. If YouTube could merge with Live Leaks and just do like $10 and you can see all the old Live Leak content, it would be a hit.
I have to be clear, Jorn, this is not a fun time for me.
He's like,
I don't enjoy talking.
There was a kid that watched it happen. Like, this is awful. These kids are out of hand out here. They're trying to chase some clout. Shoot me in the chest, man. It'd be crazy. We get so many views.
They live through the Tide Pod Challenge.
They can live through the gun. This is why we need less gun laws, dude. This is exactly why.
Yeah, Darwinism, dude. Let them take themselves out, man. Let them take themselves out. No, but what I think is fucked up is that, like, if it goes off without a hitch, like, this video doesn't go anywhere.
And I don't know why you would think it would go anywhere.
It honestly might go viral, but at...
What are the odds? That's what I need to know.
It's not going to go viral in an evidence room.
Yeah, but it would most likely get demonetized.
I don't know, dude. That's this week's Death of the Week. Again, brought to you by thedaysgrim2ms.com. Get in there. Touch the tip.
So, Jern, when you're first starting and you're doing work for free, I find a lot of photographers, when they get into photography, they're doing stuff for free, and that's mainly just to get your name out there and to get the clientele built up and eyes on your stuff, right?
What a segue. So, hey, let's bring it real dark. So that's pretty crazy that you guys...
If I'm being totally honest with you, you should have been here for Coke Dick. There's no good way to segue out of that.
Like, man. I feel like we just talk about this super depressing...
Yeah, dude, you're like, also, now that we're done with Cokes and Dick, you know what I mean?
Like, man.
No, but you're right. You know, it's like... With what we do, you know, it's like right at the beginning of COVID, like, where was content? Content was just essentially, you know, there was a couple YouTubers out there, a little bit of people were famous.
Bunch of people trying Twitch for the first time.
Pretty much, it's like it wasn't as progressed as it is today. And, you know, the reason, like they say, like, I don't know the exact statistic, but it's like 90% of the content viewed on the internet today is video. And the only reason that it is video today is because our sharing and our speeds have gotten faster. Where before, it's been photos, primarily.
Internet speed, you mean?
Internet speeds. Okay. You know, so like now we can buffer videos very quickly.
Yeah.
So, you know, the whole idea behind, graphics are being huge right now. And graphics take a lot of processing power. So it's just a matter of time before, you know, graphics start getting huge. And now we start seeing way more animations than video. Just like, you know, the whole... meta universe and all that stuff.
Did you see that interview with Mark Zuckerberg and Lex Friedman in the metaverse?
No.
You didn't?
No.
You did not.
I saw some promos and stuff for the metaverse and whatnot, but I didn't see Lex Friedman.
So Lex was in San Antonio, and then Zuckerberg was like on Mars or wherever he's from. No one's really sure.
He was in the sewers of New York where the lizards are.
Yeah, with the lizard people. and they were literally... 1500 miles apart from one another, put these matching headsets on, and then it, like, what is the term they use?
Well, they go to a place that LiDAR scans your face in, and then the headset has a remote LiDAR down, and then it mimics you, so it's like we're sitting across from each other, and like Lex the whole time is in the looking at Mark
bobbing and weaving
and stuff. It's so
scary. And it moves in real time. Every facial discrepancy, if you have a blemish on the day that you did the mapping, if it's there, every wrinkle in your face, I mean, it's like, it's you. You're there. I'm looking at you and you're looking at me in real time.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
And then they just put some shitty turtleneck on you. But
so... Are you guys doing these like breakdowns of like when you get hired on at like a place and they make you watch these videos of like, you're now a Zaxby's employee and this is how you guys make
some of those
content?
Millionaires need to learn that.
Do you have to do that for real?
What?
Like watch the video? Is that what you're asking?
I'm asking if they make those like the hire on training videos.
Oh yeah. Do you guys do that?
Yeah. So like, you know, whenever people hire us and we work with people exclusively, you know, they just... pay us reoccurringly and we just constantly make
content,
whatever, you know, content, you know, so it's like we develop a strategy and we kind of know where we're going and then, you know, we produce, directly related to that. So it's like, you know, all of our one-off productions, you know, those are people that reach out to us that are looking for just, you know, hey, I just got one project. I'm looking to, you know, and Jake will lead those things. Mm-hmm. But
like promos or website, banner
TV
videos,
commercials, you know,
stuff like that.
I know we've kind of skipped out of order. So we normally like to do like a nice timeline or whatever. It's always a little more challenging when we have multiple speakers.
But, I know, yeah.
So we kind of got that timeline of like what you guys were doing and then like JRL starting, because it started with basically you two in your partnership, your marriage date.
Mm-hmm. What were your childhoods like? That's what I want to know.
Oh my God, before, I can go deep into
that. Well, we don't need to go deep, but like, where did each one of you grow up? Just out of curiosity, because I'm curious. Where did you grow up, Jordan?
So I was actually born in Evansville, moved to Philpott, Kentucky, lived there for about 5 years.
I'm sorry, hold on a second.
Yeah.
What was that?
Philpott, Kentucky. It's right outside of Owensboro.
That's a verb. Right. That's a verb, right?
It's PH.
You're filling a pot.
Philpott.
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 Say it with your Kentucky accent.
I don't have a Kentucky
accent. Damn. This would only be better if you did. Jesus. Philpott, Kentucky. Philpott. See, I'm really glad I made this pit stop now. Philpott, Kentucky. Philpott, Kentucky. Where is that?
It's right outside. It's like the rural area of Owensboro. You've got a few different rural areas.
Oh, Owensboro area. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So you grew up in Philpott
Grew up in Philpott, kind of a little bit of on a farm.
I thought he was fucking lying to me. Jesus Christ, you're right.
Back whenever we lived there, there was pretty much only a post office, and that was it.
Did you know this, or am I just...
I don't recall what
he said.
Listen,
I was only 5, and then I moved back to Evansville, and then I lived in Evansville until my 8th grade year, and then I moved to a small town outside of Lexington, Kentucky called Georgetown, Kentucky. And then I went to high school in Georgetown.
Dude, honestly, of all the towns in Kentucky, I will only give credit to Lexington. That's it. Dude. That's
I
love it.
Lexington. I bleed blue through and through.
Yeah, go Cats. Yeah, that's it. Everyone else in Kentucky, just chill the fuck
out.
I'm
kind of a big fan of Philpott now. Yeah.
No, but it's funny. So you were 5 and then you moved out of there when? How old were you?
No,
I was five. Yeah, whenever we moved back to Evansville.
Back to Evansville. So you lived there basically from like infancy potato stage.
And then moved to Lexington.
When did you
lived
pick
in
up
Lexington
a camera?
Lexington for 5 years.
Damn.
I didn't pick up a camera until I was about 22. Because I started bartending. I was actually bartending at the casino for a few years. And I had full intention on, I was doing a little bit of modeling and stuff, and I wanted to get into acting, and I had full intention to save up a bunch of money bartending and move to Nashville and start getting into, you know.
Nashville's dope.
All that modeling and acting, you know, all that stuff. And, you know, whenever I quit the casino, I went back to my old job and I picked up a camera and started making videos because I was like, you know, I feel like if I made more videos, it would make this business more relevant. Maybe people would watch it. People would want to come and see us. They'd feel the energy in the video.
The vibe.
Yep. So I started making videos for marketing purposes
on the
with
Osmo.
A focus on.
On that Osmo,
actually, it was
baby.
A GoPro 3 Plus at Aussie. First.
Oh, it was the Go 3, the
GoPro,
dude. The GP 3.
Even more fancy.
GP 3, dude.
And then I convinced them to buy an Osmo. So they bought an Osmo Plus. Probably shot like 4 videos on it. Yeah. We actually went to Florida to help with a hurricane relief. We went and served pizza and gave pizza out there for free.
Shit, yeah, dude.
And I filmed the whole thing.
Who doesn't love
cool.
pizza?
Yeah, man, it was cool.
That's fucking sick, dude.
Yeah.
So then from there, I mean, you just slowly start getting into this production.
Yeah, and you know, whenever I finally, it wasn't that one. It was the Osmo Plus. Those pocket Osmos, man. You ever see somebody walking around with those? You're like,
bruh.
Hey, it shot 4K, they're like this
though.
Big.
Hey, it shot 4K though.
But yeah, I bought a credit card while I was working for this company. They gave me $7,000 to spend on it, and I was like, "Yup,
to the game."
So bought another camera, bought a Sony camera, and then started filming a little bit more.
Was it the
really
Sony
liked it.
A7?
No, it was the A6500.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
Okay.
Rise.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then
got right easy.
Yeah. And then obviously had that debt to worry about. But then I eventually quit that job and didn't really have no plans. Didn't really know what I was going
to
do.
So were like, you always into like business? Like you always wanted to own a business? So, like,
I did, yeah.
You listen to books or read books or anything like that?
You know, I try to. That's one of the things that I kind of beat myself up about because I want to. But it's also like, you know, if I read for 15 minutes a day, I don't I don't fully grasp everything that I'm reading.
Can I jump in on this?
Yeah.
Well, he said 15 minutes a day, so I didn't know if there were like any business people he looked up to.
We always hear about like folks that say like the trainer people, like the people that are physically inept, and they're
like Andy Frisell.
Yeah, and they're like, yeah, don't be a pussy, go bench press a fucking Volkswagen. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, do something uncomfortable 5 times a day, 6 times
take
a day.
Take a cold shower.
Fucking,
you're not taking a cold shower. You're
killing
fucked.
Your mother.
I did that.
No, but it's a fun thought that I have found, and I wish I could credit the person that I had heard it from, but I've heard this forever ago, years ago. But on the topic of like doing things that are uncomfortable and like put you in weird positions, and like you don't feel like you belong with a book in your hand, and you're like, it's almost agonizing to read a book, and like I have to retain this information. Like, you just don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Take time to force yourself to take time to do it, because that's like you're bench pressing a Volkswagen. That's your uncomfortable, that's your Andy Frisella whatever moment, that's your Goggins moment where you're like, this will make me a better person. Yeah. If I just take the time out of my day, 1 hour every day this week, I'm going to read this book. Even if I only get a chapter in this week, I'm going to knock it out, take notes, I'm going to retain the information. So I think that is interesting though, and I feel like, because I used to beat myself up about the same the same stuff.
But like when you were putting this business plan together, like who were like some of the business people that you were like looking up to?
Well, you know, it's crazy. It's I didn't really, you know, this is kind of like all during COVID, and I didn't really have any options. I was like, listen, I know that I could just continue to work some dead end job, or I could just do something. And it was more so of like I'm just going to go ahead and do something. And then worry about the rest of the stuff later. But, you know, it kind of worked out because, you know, I met one of our biggest clients right now, which is Sean King. And his biggest thing is, you know, he does business coaching. So, you know, it was like the perfect person to meet for all this stuff. So, you know, now I want to say like 20% of the content that we make is all business coaching content. And it's like, know that just kind of fell into our lap, as far as like, obviously it's very complete different industries. One of them's fence, the other one's media, but obviously
say,
it's all
like
the same.
other 80% has to be fencing.
Also a bunch of free game in there that you're learning just by editing the videos. Like,
it's the numbers. It's definitely the numbers game.
But, and I don't want to jump too far into the business, so let's just pump the brakes a little bit.
What was it like when you're doing free stuff and then you finally get that first paid job?
Yeah. I hired Jake instantly.
He says, well, because when
I gave him all the money that we had.
Yeah, when we were at Parlor Donuts, he was like, well, I'm waiting on one more guy. And if he signs, you're hired next week. And then like by the end of the week, he was like, yo, quit your job. And I was working at a hotel at the time. And dude, oh my God, I hated life so much. I was crying. Like, I broke down one night when like somebody yelled at me because I didn't cut their pineapple in the morning for him. And then I just like cried and like texted and was like, bro, I'm so ready to freaking quit my job. And then he like,
I'm so sorry, bro.
No, it's totally cool.
No, that's not cool, bro.
He came
that's
in and like
up,
saved the whole day of like being able to
wake
up in the morning.
That's a good segue to like, where did you, okay, so Jake, where did you grow up? Now we're transitioning to
the
you.
Dirty V.
Van Sands, Indiana. Yeah, and I grew
up
with
a herpes breakout.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, that's a thing.
Oh, 100%. My neighbors.
What was it? No. Hold on. What was it? We just talked about it on the
all kinds of breakouts.
They had a breakout.
There's always something. My neighbors had it bad. Like
the FDA was.
I don't
involved.
Know what my neighbors had, but they had it bad.
They had it bad.
How do you know
much.
When your neighbors have a sexually transmitted
disease? A lot of orange
disease.
Juice. You know?
there's weird bumps on.
Hold on. Yeah. I'm not joking. This made the news.
No shit. Oh, dude. Oh, it will not surprise me at all.
It might have been HIV.
Chlamydia is huge in at VU campus. Like might literally.
Have been clap.
Yes, dude. Huge.
Was that a round of applause? Oh, wait. Never mind. That's just the people in the stands.
Never mind.
No, but I don't want to take away from your story. So, Jake, no, so you grew up in Vincennes. So
he's a PK.
What is that like?
PK. Yeah, what's baby. He knows. He said it. I was a PK, baby.
What's
a preacher's kid.
What's a PK,
a PK
dude?
Is
what's a PK? What's a preacher kid doing?
Preacher's
in?
Kid. Oh, my God. I don't know. Not being able to do anything, actually.
You can't masturbate until you're like 30.
Yeah, don't ask him any
no.
SpongeBob.
I didn't know
references.
What masturbating
know.
Was.
I don't know any SpongeBob references either. So
nope. I couldn't watch SpongeBob. I couldn't like wear shorts. Yeah, like literally, I was mowing outside one day and I was wearing shorts. And my dad came back and he like took off his hat and he slapped me on the head. He said, "What are you doing wearing shorts?"
Yeah, you can't mowing. See above your knees.
Yeah, dude.
What are you doing?
Girls like get so infatuated with this part of your leg. I didn't know if y'all knew
your
that.
Knee
but
pit?
Girls love that.
Oh,
shit.
Dude, I have a hot knee pit.
That's what I'm saying.
That's how I met my wife.
I bet. Because, yeah, I mean, you just flash that shit. It's your beefcake, dog.
Dude, you need to see my knee pit. I'll show it to you after the show.
Bet. So, hot, yeah, dude. Like growing up with a very religious family, really restricted a lot of my seeing films, seeing any type of video, you know, creativity.
Yeah.
It wasn't allowed.
Of course, yeah.
You know, so. Being so secluded and under a rock really made me super insecure, super like, don't talk to anybody. What do you call it? Very shy, extremely shy. But then
coy.
I had to pay for my own cell phone and I got my first cell phone and then something happened and I just became extremely extroverted. I don't know what it was, the internet, dude. And then I got on Vine and I had
for the Vine.
Yeah, baby. I had 5,000 followers on Vine.
Shit, shout out.
Shout out to Vine days.
What's your handle on Vine, dude?
It was just the Jake47.
I'm just joking. It's dead.
Oh, okay.
It's dead now.
Oh, right.
Sorry. I think that Vine's been dead. Passed.
Yeah.
It was Vine, then Musical.ly, and then Musical.ly to TikTok.
Bro, I went
technically wasn't times, the right? same app.
No, but I went hard on Musical.ly, dude. I fucking love music.
So you get this cell phone that now you're paying for.
Sorry,
as an adult. No, you're good.
That was a sidetrack, but yeah.
I'm keeping it on the track, on the rails.
So then I joined the military because I didn't love my life and
it
I hated
sense.
Everything.
It's perfect. It's
you,
like,
what do you do when you are
preacher's
poor?
Kid? You want to leave the house? Join the military.
Literally, bro. Like,
you ever
if you ain't got
somebody before.
Hey, and Brian, you know what I'm talking about. You know what's like those recruiters. Come up to you, and it was the weirdest part, meeting my recruiter. He literally was
driving. Don't drag me into this.
Hey, bro, come on. You know this. I told you this was going to go here. He was literally driving driving a truck, and all of these tables fell off the back of his truck. And, you know, I'm a good Christian boy, and I went up there, and I picked up these tables and helped him. He was like, man, you're so good for helping me. What do you do for a living? What do you want to do? And I was like, nothing, dude. I'm depressed. And he was like, well, why don't you? He's like, well, I bet you would love the military. And I said, bet. And I met up with him, and I got in, like,
that's all it took.
That's all it took. I didn't like, I'm telling you, I didn't.
That's a man
know
looking
nothing.
For a way out.
Oh, I was looking for a way out.
Dude,
so,
can I
like,
tell you mine? Dude, I ran into a brick wall, bro.
What?
I was 19 years old. I was living in a friend's apartment, not paying rent, sleeping, sharing a bed with my brother.
That's what I'm saying,
you,
dog.
Whom you know.
That's what they go for. I'm sorry, but recruiters. They're sleazy.
They're fucking vultures.
They're fucking vultures, dude.
They are.
And they're trying to get a check.
I know in America they don't even promise you virgins.
Like, no, bro. It's bullshit, dude.
Yeah,
it's
what
bullshit,
the fuck,
bro? No, you just get shaky at best looking women at the end of the night at a strip club in some town that no one's ever heard of.
Literally,
that you end up marrying and then divorcing by the time you get out.
Yeah, and then you have a kid, and you're like, I fucking,
damn, fuck.
You can't even look forward to
but
that DD 214 anymore.
Yeah,
you're
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Now I have to stay
and
pay
it,
for
it
this
just,
child.
It happens all the time, and they feast.
Do
on
either
them.
One of you have children, by the way?
Yes.
Oh, you do? How many?
One.
Just one?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's keep it there.
All yeah.
Right. Let's keep it there, that, buddy. Bud. The
slow
recruiters
down.
Are out for
I'm
it.
Joking. I'm joking.
Slow down.
No, but seriously, that's how it happens, man. Mm. Two things happen to guys that join the military. They fucking get married. Boom. Instantly.
Instantly. And buy a Mustang.
Yeah. Well, yep. Okay.
Out. And they buy a fucking Mustang.
I'm two for two.
Three things now.
Two for two.
Three
two for two. They get married, buy a Mustang, and then they have a kid. It's fucking stop it. Stop. Somebody has to stop the trend.
They have to stop it. Please.
Stop it.
Because
it's still
please.
Happening.
But dude, it's just like what.
Well,
the,
now I think
benefits.
Nobody wants to join, so.
Yeah, it's less of a thing now.
You're more in tune because it's more your age group.
I mean, I still know a shit ton of people who join the military at fucking 18 and then they're engaged within 3 months to some chick that they just met, and then they're gonna get divorced in 2 years.
Oh yeah, 100%. All
or pregnant. Or pregnant.
Or pregnant.
Or pregnant
and
then
divorced.
Divorced.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and it happens all the time.
Wild shit, dude. Military's wild. So what happens, how long do you spend in the military?
It was
is this active
years.
Or is this reserves?
It was nasty girls, bro. It
nasty
was those
girls?
Nasty girls.
Okay,
I went to
dude.
A nasty
that's
girls
what's
school.
Up, dude. Okay.
And like I didn't care about the test. I just wanted to get out of there. I didn't even and see this is the shit that the infantry sorry. I was an 11
slow
Bravo.
Slow down.
Sorry. I was 11 Bravo.
I'm joking.
But they didn't tell me anything. Like they said,
don't.
Oh, do you want free college? I was like, I guess so. I don't know. I really want to go to college. She was like,
sounds good.
Do you want this? Well, do you want like at least $900 in your bank account a month?
Do you want 10% off anytime you go to fast
dude,
food?
Fucking, do you want 10% on off your Arby's dude. And Burger King? Yeah, I do actually.
When like, they ask an infantry dude, like, do you want college? 90% of the answers are like,
I don't know. What's college, dude?
Literally, dude.
We're
I didn't
all
know
so
anything.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Like,
I didn't know who I was. And that's what they feast on. They vulture for those kids that don't know who they are, what they want in life. You know, they get this nice range of 17 to 20-year-olds that haven't experienced anything.
Yeah.
And they hit on their door and they're like, hey, man, you want to be proud? Do you want to do this for your country? Blah, like all this. And it's fucking yeah. National Guard. You want to yeah. fucking sacrifice your life?
Fucking
no, dude. But I would like some... Free
sounds
shit.
Very Mormon-y. Yeah,
the
amount of recruiters that I had just absolutely harassed. Like, I used to work at
seriously.
Journeys, and I was just trying to sell this motherfucker shoes. He, like,
I don't
forces
think
his business
that
card
works
on
Journeys
me.
Is gonna enlist and then, in the military. I'm sorry.
They called my mom.
And I, like going to a
I heard
topic.
Her in the next year or in the next room. Oh, they. Man. Called her and were asking if I wanted to join the military.
That's such a preteen way to sign up.
Dude, if your mom signed you up for the infantry, dude, you are fucked.
And she was like, fucked. She literally laughed and was like, no, you have the wrong son.
Because your mom's just going to be going, baby, I want to see you in some camo
He's
and those blues.
He's a swimmer, dude. He's a swimmer.
You are. You
You're a swimmer?
He yeah, was, yeah.
I
was.
He's a swimmer.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, dude. He's a swimmer, bro. So if you're knocking
out of
on
shape
a swimmer's
now,
door.
So.
Yeah,
swimmers be fit. I don't know what they do. On
so what? What? So when you guys finally like get hired on and like do your first project together, does that like seal the deal for you guys almost? Is like, yeah, this is like a set team.
I remember whenever me and Jake first really like got together, you know, I was... you know, I was like, hey, quit your job. I'm going to pay you full time. And, you know, we started, and it's not like we had a lot of clients to really, like, fill up our schedule. So we got in the car, and we were like, all right, man, I got to go take some pictures today. Why don't you just come along? We don't really have anything to edit. And I remember being in the car and them just being like, so what are we going to do? It's like, man, is this what it's like being, like, a full-time YouTuber?
Yeah.
Just
yep.
nothing
just
to do.
Recording you?
Making
just
stuff
you?
Out of thin air.
Yeah. That's what you have to
like,
do.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, we didn't really have. What would you say our first like real project was?
We had plenty. We were doing a lot of with Salvation Army. We were working yeah. with them. A
Shout
lot.
Out to the Starvation Army, dude.
Straight up, straight
They're
up,
sick, dude. Love the Salvation Army, dude.
And then yeah. fencing content was always from the beginning. Yeah. We're huge into the fence world. Like we yeah. go
big
to all their
guys.
Conventions. Big old yeah. fence guys,
dude. There's a big fence market.
Huge,
massive,
bruh.
Massive. It's they're, like the roofing
have,
market.
Have you guys done a commercial like at Home Improvement where there's just a guy with the hat above the fence?
Hey, that'd be a good idea. But no, we haven't.
Dude, I'll do the I'll do the voiceover for you.
Hey,
dude, I'm good at it.
Hired.
Yeah.
Hired. Go on Fiverr though first.
Check out
so,
Fiverr.
So, but like, so basically, you sit down with a client and they're like, "Hey, we've got X content needs that we need done this month," and you guys basically put together. You guys sit down together and be like, "All right, these are the different contents we need to get done by the end of the month for these people."
Yeah.
We don't really like to put like a time on everything because, you know, every project's different. So it's not like you can just say, hey, you know, all these things need done and they need to be done by the end of the month. It's more so like, okay, let's figure out how we're going to go about this, how we're going to get it done, and what we could start on now, but what we also still have to plan, work,
write.
Who's
doing most
of your
project management? Is that. Oh, okay.
Jake's project manager.
Especially for the one-time projects, especially. Like when someone comes to us and says, hey, I need like 5 videos by this date. So then we have to strategize and figure out, okay, well, what do we need to film first? Yep. We got to get all that figured out.
Script,
then after we get
storyboard.
All of our actors, all of our people that we're going to interview, then we have to take them yeah. to like EPD when we filmed for the EPD recruitment video. It was like, I mean, that was it.
Did you do that out at Redbrush?
Yeah.
Did you do it at Redbrush?
What's Redbrush?
The firing range out in Chandler.
Oh, yeah, we did go out there.
Oh, yeah.
I remember hearing about a filming crew, so that was you guys.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. I remember hearing a filming crew going out there with, they shut down the whole range for the sheriff's department or EPD or whoever to go out
SWAT,
there.
SWAT, yeah.
Yeah, it was SWAT to go out there and like shoot the shoot house and then shoot the ranges, and you were shooting all that.
That's in Newburgh.
Yeah, we weren't there for two. And that's another thing is like, you really have to be, you know, time management's massive with what we do. So it's like, you know, especially whenever you have big projects, it's like, yeah, we would have loved to spend all 8 hours out there with SWAT while they're riding around in cars and, you know, doing all this crazy stuff out in the field. But it's like, hey, we know the shots that we need. We came here for these specific shots. We just need to get these. And then the second we're done, We got to hightail it out of here because we got drone to shoot. We got bomb squad to do. We got motorcycle.
You got
all this
a
stuff
whole
to
shot
do.
List that you put together, Jake, and like the shot list, yeah. The angles, the supplies needed. Yep.
And usually, so like, and that's a funny thing that you say shot list and like prepping like that, like so much pre-production where you're literally writing out shots. We don't have time for that.
No.
They call us. I call us the run and go kings. I swear to God. Like, we are out there. We are
budget friendly. I feel like that's photography in general. Like, if you're good with a camera, you've got this gene of, like, pivot when shit hits the fan.
We've talked about this 100 times. Yeah. You have to improvise. You have to be, like, ready to go.
I feel like that's everything.
Yeah.
Because, like, obviously with the interview and we can think of a shot, like, okay, well, I want him to walk into the door like this and have a heroic shot. Then he looks to the left, looks at his watch, and then he does this thing and he works on the computer.
Yeah.
Sweet. We can do that. We just need the door and we need the computer and we need that room.
Yeah.
So we just got to go find it. And it's always figuring it out because we have very limited time on like everything we do. So we just are fucking rush and get the shit that we know that we need.
But it's shoot days. You know, it's like, you know, there's a lot of different production companies out there and like everybody has a different budget for, you know, anything. Obviously, you know, you're talking about a home improvement, you know, ad and doing all the, like that's sick, right? You know, if we wanted to make something good like that, you know, it's it'd probably be like a $10,000 project. So it's like, who's willing to pay $10,000 for something like that? Maybe somebody who owns like a big box store and just looking for something to run on TV for a year. You know, it's like that would be a good investment. But most of the people that we do things for, it's like, you know, they're worried about turnaround time. They're worried about how are we going to get this stuff, make it look real, make it not look mass, you know, pre-produced and, you know, feel fake, but also have good energy, good vibes throughout the whole thing. So it's like, we really have a focus on, you know, leading our projects with emotion and having, you know, this real deep personal feel to whatever we make. So in most cases, whenever you pre-produce the hell out of things, you're taking away all the feeling out of everything. It stops being real at a certain point.
So a lot of your commercial stuff or video stuff isn't scripted?
So it depends. Like you said, like everything's so different. Like
different.
When someone wants an ad, we got to plan that shit. We got to make it look good. Like
voiceover, storyboard every shot.
Yeah, storyboards, absolutely. It just depends. Most people that call us and want our help, like it's an event. So, like, again, we're running, going, we're slapping that thing on a gimbal and we're hitting the ground running, saying, hey, can you look at me right now and say this real quick? Sure. You know, here's a document to sign so we can use your face real quick. You know, that type of shit to get it going and get it out. All the stuff that people call us that they want real good quality advertisement, it's very well thought out and pre-planned.
It's a little bit different than, you know, hiring somebody like, oh, I just hired this kid to come shoot our event. It's like, well, you know, that's going to be awesome. You know, that's great for your business, you know, but it's like whenever we show up to an event or we do something, you know, it's like, we're not just going to show up and just be in the corner and shoot B-roll and then just give you a video. It's like, no, we're going to talk to people. We're going to, you know, get up in people's business and
more,
you know,
visceral. Like you're putting yourself, you're making yourself a part of what's happening.
Yes. And then that's how you can really bring out the emotion of whatever you're making because you're involving people.
Were you guys, I can't remember, were they out at Granite? No. You guys didn't do Granite Over the Edge this year? No.
Over the Edge.
There was some other film crew.
But you guys do a really good job at hitting a lot of these up and coming businesses, I feel like. Are you reaching out to them or are those up and coming businesses reaching out to you? Like,
we don't do any marketing.
Really? Word of mouth.
Word of mouth. And, you know, it's like, we know that Evansville budget, like there's a lot of really, really talented people in Evansville. And we know that if their budget's going to be high, they should hire these awesome people. Now, obviously, we're a great option too. But, you know, it's you either have a very high budget or you have a very low budget. And the very low budget, people can't afford us. So what we've had to do is we've had to double down on the fact that we are more than just a video production company. It's we do marketing, we do branding, we do PR, we do whole online management.
Social media, yes, 100%.
Yeah, so it's like we had to get out of Evansville to stay alive. Mm-hmm. You know?
One good question. Actually, I have two questions, and you can answer them whichever order you choose. But so one thing I want to know about is competition. So I'll just kind of like label that. What is your competition in the local area? And then secondly, kind of coattailing off what we were just talking about, maybe you are outside of, let's say, the Days Grim podcast budget range, but we need marketing. What do you offer to a small
startup, local business like me that has relatively small capital? Like, what can you do for a business like me?
So it's more of a sense of, you know, it's like this goes into the same thing of like how a business can last from 5 years or 7 years. You know, it's like that thing right there. It's like, we won't come down on our prices, but people need to understand the value of, or the risk of what happens if you don't, you know, what happens if you don't spend the extra money to make it happen, you know, type of
right.
thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, as far as competition goes, I also don't believe there's such thing as competition. I believe that, you know, everybody can succeed in the same ways, especially with creators, because everybody does completely different things. Everybody has different vibes.
Video style-esque is slightly different, you know? Yeah. But I would say your competition is basically anybody with a camera.
Yeah, I mean, around
here,
the other
anyways.
Production would be like Blackstrap and maybe Hitchcock Visuals, and they're both great.
They're amazing.
They like do different things.
I don't know Hitchcock. Yeah. I don't know Hitchcock.
He's amazing.
He's smaller, but he does really good work.
He does amazing incredible. Work.
I know Blackstrap's killing it.
Oh, yeah. Blackstrap's amazing too. I feel like we really just focus on the consistency of social media management and content awareness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like our focus is our clientele's weekly publishes.
Yes.
Like that's our bread and butter.
It's like, how can we do a big production and not just stop after a 30-second ad? Like, why don't we just maximize it? Like, we're set up. We have everything in place.
So you're putting together click funnels and
let's
everything
just,
for
yeah,
them.
Let's just extend this shit. Let's talk about more things than just one thing. And, you know, let's actually have a conversation and hit some key talking points to where we can take this shoot and produce thousands of pieces of content versus just
a
30-second
commercial.
Exactly. Well, that's
yeah, so you're going to go from like what you were going to make was what you agreed upon was a 30-second commercial, but now you're going to get like maybe 5 minutes worth of...
Yes. You're taking a 5-minute video and you're breaking it down into 10 little shorts.
It's what you guys do. It's what you record do. A full podcast and then you break that shit up and post shorts and post this, you know.
Because you know that you're not going to be successful online unless you do that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Right.
And also, people have short attention spans. They're not going to watch it.
No.
Like a full minute ad or like...
Yeah.
If you make longer form content, your viewer retention is not going to be great.
It's very specific.
So you break it
very
down.
Very specific Tom, people will watch it.
Tom has a belief that everyone in the future will have autism.
Hey, I'm right there with you, bro.
Hey,
seriously.
You guys have to. Agree on that.
That's what he says, and he stands by it. Every time I check him on it, I'm like, are you sure? And he was like... I have autism right now.
Yeah. I feel like okay, I've been trying to get I feel like
more,
autism
looking
more I just
static
feel like
TVs, you know. I got 12 of them. I just go from static TV to static TV.
I just feel like
TV.
Autism has always been around and everybody has a branch of autism and it's just now being
I don't disagree.
Titled and like
well, we're just,
it's being shown now.
We're being put under a microscope
now.
We
now,
have the
now it's like we have
the tools
definitions
and
for
the
this
and
shit.
The tech to be able to like be like hey, this part of your brain doesn't work.
Yeah.
What's also crazy to think about though is if something happened like some great reset or whatever, like a lot of the technology we use won't be it'll biodegrade. Like basically, like if a meteor were to come, nobody would ever find this podcast. Nobody would ever find any of the books on that
like
desk.
Not
nobody
physical media.
Yeah, everything would be melted except for like what's around now that was thousands of years old. The Stonehenge, the pyramids. It'd have to be in rock.
Yeah, we got to find a way to get our
podcast onto rocks.
Onto
paperwork.
I agree with this. And maybe some
cows like to me. Is that not what you guys took away from what it...
Pretty
thank
much,
you.
Yeah.
Like etch it into tablets, like the Ten Commandments.
I think if we take rocks and we get them as thin as a record.
If we etch them in there.
Our podcast will live forever.
Yeah. I believe
buy our 40-pound vinyls.
No, yeah, whenever all electricity and electronics go dead.
Yeah,
we gotta have someone,
dude. It's always curious to me that like videographers and photographers, like when you ask about competition, I just want to slightly go back to that for a moment. Like, when I asked Tom about it, he's like,
"It's all rivals, no competition."
Yeah, but it's really just
It's weird for me because I hear such a dark, like a binary result, like answers. It's either like there is no competition or everyone hates you. It's like it's a weird dance as someone who makes media that you have to walk this line of like I don't know maybe. do you guys see that when you're like shooting a say you're doing a
no but what it boils down to is
like
Jake
Fest.
Jake when you watch a video you critique it in your head
yes
Yes. Even and the more you watch it, you find more and more errors.
Yeah, and as all creatives do.
Yeah.
And this, and then, but if I watch Drew's video, I can only critique it to a certain point.
If you're watching my video, you'll have quite a bit.
No,
quite a
I few won't, dude. No, that's so not true. The thing is like I'm not you. Oh. And I wasn't there on yeah, that
you,
set.
You do
day.
Things differently.
I do things differently. And, but the thing is I could learn so much from Drew. I've learned so much from Jordan. Jordan learned so much from me. I would learn so much from Tom.
Only in that's, chess.
Yeah, definitely chess, boy. But like as a videographer or a photographer, I just feel like there's just so it's such a huge realm of art.
It's that like
you
autism.
Can constant. This man.
Hey, no, bro. Whatever.
It's a spectrum. It's a spectrum.
Yes.
Chill out with the autism stuff, dude.
Whenever Jake will watch somebody else's project, he'll sit there and, or not even project, just somebody else's work. He's not going to sit there and say anything bad about it. He just goes like at least 40 times. He said, "Yeah, I wouldn't have done that."
Yeah.
It's yeah, like, I probably wouldn't have done that.
Maybe not.
Maybe done it that way.
I could have tried that.
But see, but it's like that cynical. It's like that. It's not cynical. It's. It can always be better.
It's that
everything can always be better.
Yeah. Even when you like, say you film something and then you get hit in the head with a baseball bat for a YouTube video.
Yeah.
And get autism
or shot.
And then yeah, yeah, or shot. And then you just wake up one day you don't remember anything. But the day before you made a film and now. Post baseball bat hit, you watch said film and you're like, I wouldn't have done that.
And I hate
and
my
your,
work.
And it's like, your own shit.
Yeah, and I feel like every artist feels that way. Like
yeah,
100%, I hate what I make. Like I absolutely will sit there. Like I don't ever want to every time I'm exporting a video, I'm just going, oh my
God. It's because he's watched it a million times.
I watched it a million times. I'm like, there could be so much things that are better. Like I wish I could just go back in time all the time. But I think as in this realm, I've learned I can always learn from someone. I'm always trying to get in contact with somebody that's doing something different, especially when it comes to the film world. I'm not big into the film world, and I'm trying to get into it more now.
What do you do to combat that?
What do I do?
When you see your own film and your own footage, and you're like, fuck.
Man, I hook up with people.
All the way through. What do you do when you're editing this footage? Say it's glares and corners that you just can't, you can't cut it. You can't get it out. It's just there now, but you see it. How do you combat that for the next video that you film?
YouTube. And then I think everything is practice with this
and
art
and getting constructive criticism from people.
Literally like, saying how do I do this.
Yeah, I hate when I make some shit and then I show it to people and they're all like, oh, it was great.
Yeah,
but they don't
with nothing else.
It's like, how
tell
do I
tell me that I'm bad?
Yeah, especially my friends and family, they'll tell me that I made something good, and I'm like, I don't fucking believe you.
Yeah,
I think you're blowing smoke right now because I want you to tell me what you liked and didn't like.
Full of shit, Mom. Full of shit.
Exactly.
Full of it.
So Jake,
get it together, Beth.
Shout out to Beth.
When you're editing these, I find so like, you know, editing like 160 episodes of this podcast, there's so many little audio samples I feel like you could take and make like a whole board.
Yes, dude.
I like because you're like listening to it over and over.
Oh, like
and
an audio board, bro.
Yeah, but like, dude, there's so many little noises that like people make that like I rewind and I'll play it over and over. Like Brian will be on the phone. I'm like, listen to this, and I literally just click the same part over and
over. Yes, dude. And the amount of times, do you ever just like you have a piece that you're editing and you're like, God, this would make such a cool video, but I'm not going to use it because it's too boring and people wouldn't understand it.
Been there. Yeah.
And it's all the time. And you'll just sit there like thinking, oh my God, this is going to hit good views or people are going to love this. And you have this also as a creator, you have this idea that you have an audience to please. You have someone to please. So it has to be perfect. And to your perfect is not their perfect.
Yeah.
So you're like killing yourself.
That's how I feel about like these shorts for the pod. You know what I mean? It's like you got to get at least 5 for the main days of the week or whatever. Yeah. But then it's like if there weren't 5 funny moments, I don't want to cut 5. You know what I mean? I'm like, am I just going to throw out this piece of
trash, I guess?
Like I'm looking at it for like laughs on like, in, you know, the shorts or whatever. You know, that's the only thing I care about in the short world.
Yeah.
It's like if there weren't 5 solid laughs.
Wait a minute.
Whoa. Don't do that. I'm sorry, dude. He didn't mean that. Hey, listen, man. Tom, chill the fuck out.
Yeah, I'm offended on Jake's behalf.
Hey, dude, you know daddy's here for you. I got you guys, all right? God, damn,
totally
dude, have some fucking decency.
What?
You said short world, dude. It's little world.
It's little world, bro.
Little world.
Yo, I'm like 5'9".
Yeah, dude. You're 5'9", aren't you?
Yeah, I'm 5'9", too. It's
like you all.
Jordan is like the main part of like the business for you is just like talking to different business people, working on numbers, giving them different packages.
So, not really. Yes, but not really. You know, it's coming up. You know, it's like me and Jake work very closely together because Jake kind of controls what our team makes. And how we make it, you know, it's like we have a certain standard that we like to hit, and that standard starts with a good story. You know, if you don't have a good story, then it's throw it away. We don't need it. You know, yeah. Something else. You know, so, you know, Jake, like it's very hard for somebody to be able to tell a good story. You know, and that's why I think that as far as like editors go, it's like we would never send stuff off for people in India or something to edit because like we want things to be very purposeful. And so that's why I wouldn't say that Jake is in complete control of everything that's made, but he definitely has the last review, you know? So if you were making something that doesn't make me feel something in my soul, then it's not a good piece of content. You know, it's like, you know, whenever people are like, oh, you know, can we just like push this out? And it's like, yeah, you can literally post whatever you want. And I think that at a certain point, volume is important, but volume is not important if you're putting out stuff that nobody cares about. You know, so it's like people want authenticity. They want real people. They don't really care if it's funny. They don't care if it's emotional. They don't care if they're shooting people holding an encyclopedia. Like, yeah, pranksters are going to get views, someone but like, we need to stop chasing clout out here because it's not real. It's not authentic. It's, you're not being vulnerable, you know? And it's like people, ever since COVID, you know, people are just like yearning to feel some type of personal connection. And it's like, that's what we need to be making online.
Maybe that's why I watch so many people getting hurt online.
Yeah, I want to make a motherfucker cry.
Yeah, dude. Bro, I'll watch. Sometimes.
Did I send you that video of that guy's leg that didn't work anymore after he got hit?
The robbery thing. What really fucks me up is that, and it's the dumbest thing.
I send Brian the worst content ever.
He does. It what fucks me up the worst is, and you can attest to this. Actually, anybody can, but it hits more home for me. But like, I'll go on YouTube and you can film this with a fucking iPhone, like shaky in your hand, having an epileptic seizure, and I'll still fucking tear up. It's like when a soldier comes home off a plane.
I knew you were going there.
Dude, I'll get trapped. You're tearing up. I'll get trapped. You're tearing up.
He's laughing.
You're tearing
he's
up.
He's laughing.
Is it tears of laughter?
Because
I'm serious, bro. Any one of you mofos in this bitch will cry.
Yeah.
When you see a grown man get off a goddamn airplane
and hug his kids.
No, music I'm not fucking done yet. When a motherfucker gets off this airplane and he just got done doing a whole bag of shit he didn't want to do for a country that fucking probably doesn't even know his last name. They don't fucking care about him.
No.
But the person holding this goddamn iPhone does. This person that's holding this goddamn iPhone.
Hell yeah.
Would sell their soul to know that person can please, for the love of Christ, fucking come home.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And I get trapped in that. I'll get on YouTube and lose myself I'll lose a day. I'll lose a whole work
that
day.
Tornado Sadly, videos are his biggest weakness.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, bro. Tornado Hunters. You seen it on Netflix?
Oh, fuck yeah, bro.
Dude, I want to do it so bad. I might do it. Let's start.
I'm not scared.
Let's go.
I got a mobile podcast audio set.
I am not scared, dude. I am so in on tornadoes, bro. I'm all in on tornadoes.
See, the thing that I cry more over for military boys coming home is the dogs. When they come see their dogs. And the dogs are freaking out. I cry over that.
So do you guys do at like the end of the year like a bloopers reel from like all the shoots you've done that year or anything?
I fucking wish. Jesus.
Man, if we had like, time.
that's what I mean. Like, do you guys have like a I mean, I know you guys a branch is like Good Friends Comedy kind of comes off the JRL. So like
completely separate.
I'm just saying
relation.
Like it's part
Everyone's
of
like,
the
don't
relation
associate
or whatever.
Me with
but
that.
I just mean like are
no,
there
No. I love Good Friends Comedy. They I went to their show. That's why I saw him at a gay bar. Yeah. There was no context around that, by the way.
There wasn't. We just said,
hey, I saw you at the gay bar the other night. Your butt looked good.
My wife was out of town.
I wasn't there for the show. Let's just say that. You know what I mean?
That place has a weird smell upstairs.
It smells like piss a little.
But no, you know, Jake's got...
But I was just going to say, were there like creative outlets that like you guys work on like outside of JRL? Where like you guys can still have some fun, or like on a rainy day where you're like, oh, I can't go do fence stuff because it's raining today. Like, what, spitball, have some fun.
Dude, I feel like we are so used to picking up a camera and like trying to make content purposefully.
Yeah.
So like when we're chilling and having fun, we don't think about it because it's so work oriented to like pick up a camera and like, let's shoot this and have a good time. I feel like we don't do that just because we're doing it constantly.
Drew, will you pull up the shot on their Instagram of them pouring milk into a coffee?
Pouring
How long
milk
did this setup take?
Pouring milk into a
milk
coffee.
Into the coffee.
It might have been on the story.
Oh, that one?
No, there was a video of you guys, like, you had the camera all set up, a bunch of reflective screens, and you just poured milk into the coffee, and then you zoomed in real close on it.
Oh, he's talking about the Mirrored Brewing can.
Yeah, it was just in the last like 2 weeks. I think it was on your story, maybe.
Keep scrolling. It might
milk.
Keep going right there. Mirrored Brewing.
Ah, there we go.
Is that one you're talking about?
That one.
Can you see that shit, Tom?
No, he can't see shit.
He looks in the reflection of.
Are you talking about that poster?
Maybe. That it? That was you talking about?
I don't think he's talking about milk. This
it might have been this. Well, yeah, it cuts off right.
Okay, hold on.
That probably took a whole day.
This video
took a fucking.
I have a question though. This shot, how the fuck you get the can to open?
Don't ask me.
Fishing line.
Oh my god, dude! That's don't Fishing pause line. On it. Whatever you do, don't pause it because you will fucking go. What the fuck is that? I didn't do. It's
thought,
not,
dude. I thought
I
we
promise
were...
it's like. It's
I think
quick
it looks
edit.
Great.
Well, I appreciate that. I it's we a
were,
quick edit.
I thought you guys
what
were...
What was the date on that? 2022?
Maybe.
Last year?
I think
April 7th, 2022.
We were trying to get Myriad to hire us. I was like, bro, what can I do? Because I love Myriad beer. Like, I would do anything for
Dude,
Myriad.
Honestly,
oh my
do you guys believe in ghosts?
Absolutely.
Fuck no.
I thought that was a ghost, dude. I thought you guys found a way to like corral a ghost into opening a beer.
In, like, ghost coin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Off to the left was a Ouija board.
Yeah. <I wish.
laughs> But no, like, I mean, I'm sure you have fun setting up those type of shots. Although it's like you want to blow your brains out in the process, but then once you get the shot, you're like,
oh, believe me, I like this is the best job ever. Like, it is the best. Like, I have
the new team photos at the. The very first one.
Yeah, the new team photos.
Tip top.
Yeah.
There we go.
But like, it's the funnest thing being able to pan out your shot, get the right composition, think of the story, ask questions, create together. Like, Eli, the guy in front of the big lens, that dude right there, He has a fucking amazing eye composition.
One. Kid's insane.
He just has just the one?
What, who?
One eye.
Yeah, he just has one eye.
Yeah, he's got a glass eye.
Him to close his other one for it to
and
work.
Then you guys know Amanda, obviously, Corey's wife.
Oh, yeah, dude.
She's amazing.
She's amazing.
She's such a good
dude, she has a weird toilet seat.
Does she?
Yeah,
I haven't found
he's
got a boudet or something like that.
Did you like...
Yeah, they do
no,
have
that,
one.
No. I'm so glad that we brought
just
up Amanda.
Will
you go to our text message? Dude, you have to see Amanda's toilet seat. So they had this weird... They had a boudet set up in there, like with through a radiator hose, and like there was a 357 Chevy outside their fucking bathroom window that would like run the boudet. You know what a boudet is?
Yeah,
to, like,
I know
clean
what a
your,
boudet that
yeah, to like clean your butthole,
ass, which is actually so smart,
oh,
and
now,
we all Americans
Double
should
click
be doing
it.
I think
oh,
this
wow.
is like a kid's.
Yeah, it's a kid's
no.
attachment.
No. It's
no,
for
no.
like
How
a
big
toddler.
Is your asshole? Do you need it to be bigger?
No. Here's my.
No, you should see my response. It's like better target.
Here's my question, like,
more
dude.
More challenging. You put down different like.
Yeah, it's like a sniper's paradise. My
it's
question
genius.
Is like, so what is with Amanda and my brother picking these strange toilets?
It's hey,
like they only buy homes with strange toilets.
First off, right, why was the toilet not flushed before the picture was taken?
Why did you take a picture with piss in it?
Dude, listen, I was watching the Dolphins. I was drinking a lot of beer. Might have had a buzz.
Hey, man, I just don't think you
so
get
how
it.
Much,
you just
so,
don't get it.
Do you guys not get
it's
it?
It's futuristic.
What is it, though? What
I'm
is it?
In this
it's
group
a children's
chat.
Toilet, man, so they don't fall
so
in.
I said it's either for kids, and then I said, or better target practice, or for the boudet, so that way the water stays in the bowl.
Yeah,
dude, it's
genius. I'm in this group chat. I did not see that. I had no idea what
I don't understand.
I am in this group chat, and I don't know what's going
on. I'm not expecting my toddler to sit on my giant toilet seat, though, right?
Or are you?
That's how you potty train.
I don't have children, so I don't understand.
You don't have that big of balls, do you? Like, all that shit can fit.
They get stuck.
Sometimes they get, I don't know, dude.
That's what he's afraid of. Brian, so don't hey, everybody who's watching, don't invite Brian over because he'll fucking take a picture of your toilet. Be like, whoa, focus, man.
Yeah, it's a weird thing.
He's been in there a while. Dude,
he's got four different angles of the toilet.
Dude, Corey,
the lighting just wasn't right on this first one.
No, Corey and I were getting ready to go buy beer during the game for this, and then he's like sitting outside the bathroom door, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? So I take a picture of it, and I come out, but my phone was on loud, so it made the shutter noise. And then I walk out, and he just looked at me puzzled, and I was like, I had to send a dick pic. Sorry.
Sorry. It's okay. Calm down.
That was all I could come up with.
Calm down.
So I would say in the last year, AI's gone up drastically. Do you guys use AI now for anything?
I mean, we do, but it's not like...
I'm getting a wild yes and a maybe.
We do.
What realm do you use AI?
Dude, ChatGPT, bro.
I mean, yeah, for like helping out with emails and things like that.
And posts and
cleaning up. AI is really nice for subtitles, you know,
audio,
things like that. Right. But like in our edits, none of it is AI.
Right. I just said that with like storyboarding and stuff like that. If you were like,
no. But audio is huge. Yeah. Audio is huge for AI for me. Like, so with DaVinci's noise reduction and dialogue leveler.
Oh, yeah.
I'm more of the dialogue leveler. I don't know if. And beta of Adobe. Yeah,
beta has the dialogue leveler. Yeah. And then
it's pretty,
Premiere
it's
has a feature where you can just, it'll like scan it and put captions on.
Yeah.
It's hit or miss sometimes.
You still have to fuck with it.
Yeah.
You still have to fuck with it. You still got to change some things. But yeah, I mean, as the editor. Mm.
Photography has a lot of really great AI tools.
Instant
sky replacements. You know, instant masks.
I remember when sky replacement was first coming out, man. I was fucking eating that shit.
Yeah, I love a sky replacement or like a select subject.
Oh yeah,
it's great.
Instant.
Yeah. It's instant, and then but also
it doesn't do the work for you.
Yeah, just,
you still got to do shit.
I fucking
takes out some of the headache.
I can get on board with that. I don't like. The stupid AI art that people post, and it's like,
that's so annoying.
First of all, it's all stolen. Yeah. Second, it looks dumb as shit.
Dude, I saw
that
one
does
the other
not look real.
I saw one the other day, what if every country was a mafia member, and it was fucking tight.
Dude.
And it was
some
fucking tight, dude. Like, Japan had, like, some 1940s hats on and, like, bowls of rice, but they were, like, smoking cigars.
Have you listened to any of the Joe Rogan AI experience?
Oh, have you guys heard of that?
No. Uh-huh.
These guys took, like, I mean, Rogan has thousands and thousands of hours of his voice on there. So they take, like, Joe Rogan, and they're all based on him, and then they take, like, somebody he's never interviewed, like...
Donald Trump was one.
Yeah, Donald Trump was one. Joe Rogan was another. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And they take their... And then they just...
Yep.
Boom.
Say,
and
make
the,
them say
the conversation
they
is AI-generated.
It creates
and it's
their
AI,
voice.
Their voice.
Yep. Does he own it?
No. I'm sure they're getting shut down.
Yeah,
soon.
I was like, where's the... Sure. I know...
Yeah, that's probably one thing that's wild with it is, like, deepfakes. You can make it look like...
Anything.
Anyone said anything or did anything.
Well, it's just like when we went to that SAG-AFTRA meeting, remember, Drew?
Yeah.
It's like, it's a
problem.
She
was talking about, at Disney World, I think, there's like this Star Wars experience, and you go in and they scan your face and your body.
And your voice.
Oh, and they put you in Star Wars, basically. But that's owned by Disney.
Shout out Padme.
So basically what they're going to do is like take these people's appearance and put them as like background extras in movies and not pay them.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's hot.
Yeah.
That's hot.
It's hot because it's actually happening. And Netflix is doing it too.
That's a hot.
Yeah, they started doing it big during the writers' strike and stuff. Yeah. They were like, "Well, fine, we'll
that's
do
what they
these.
Were fighting for."
That's
man.
A hot take, dude. You sign your likeness when you get this thing, the scan made.
Would you do it, Brian? I feel like Brian would be the guy. That'd be like, fuck yeah, take my voice.
What are you going to put? What's my fucking Asperger's?
What are you going to put that on? You're going to be on the next.
Billboard, bro.
Dude, it's fucking silly. I would 100% sign
that. I don't think AI would get your beard right there.
What do you think are some game changers, though, for you guys that, like in these last 5 years, like, that, like,
piece of equipment or something like, both of you can answer this too, that like changed the game for you, that like Autopod, you know what I mean? That changed the game for us. Change. So that way, you know what I mean? Like, sure, boom, yeah, it goes through and makes these. I can focus on the shorts. I can focus on the on screen. You know, I gained hours back in my time to turn around and benefit you, by the show. But like, was there anything like Autopod or like, you know, I know a gimbal is a game changer too, right? When you get it, but
Da Vinci was a huge game changer.
And that was a really big, really hard turn for us to make. I was all about it. And obviously everybody else is like, dude, no.
I feel like the color grading alone in Da Vinci is worth it.
That's what it is. It's the color grade. It's not the editor. You can.
I don't particularly like Da Vinci's like timeline editing, but the color grading is
phenomenal.
So do you color grade in Da Vinci and then export to Premiere?
That's like
That's
if you have the time to sit.
Yeah, if I have time, I can do it in Premiere. Room. It's just. Yeah.
Are you guys using a lot on Mac, or are you guys built PCs?
Entirely PCs.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. How much of a pain in the ass is that? I feel like
a huge.
It's not.
I feel like Premiere.
No,
it's not.
So now, I feel like if you were to use Mac, it's not just as simple as like, oh, we'll just upgrade the graphics card. It's like, no, now we have to buy a new $3,000 computer.
Yeah.
With us, it's like, hey, our CPUs are fine. We have 64 gigabytes of RAM in every single computer. Yeah. Let's just throw a new graphics card in and call
it. 64 gigabytes of RAM is a game changer. Mm-hmm. I don't care what anybody says. People are like, you don't need 64 gigabytes of RAM. Bitch, yes, I do.
Yes, but, bro, the M1 is so disgusting.
Yeah, so it's 64 gigabytes
of
RAM.
But listen, the M1's going to be disgusting until all these softwares come up with a new update. And that's exactly what it is. It's the graphics people are in bed with the software people, and the second the software people are like, oh, you got to get this update. Well, now your 4K footage that used to work fine on your computer doesn't work at all, and you have to upgrade computers because that's why a lot of people will use old versions of editing because the old versions actually work.
Yeah, fuck you, Premiere, for going to a subscription.
And honestly, that's why we only use a Macintosh for like intro show. Everything else we do post production on is PC.
Which, bro, I know so many YouTubers, like so many videography YouTubers that are Mac.
Oh yeah,
Mac
to the
only.
Core.
Oh,
yeah. And it makes sense.
I get for it makes everything sense. Else, I get it. But for video editing.
I mean, if you're editing on the go, it would make sense for a MacBook Pro and everything like that. But when you're coming into these massive files of an hour and a half of 4K footage, you can't just dump all that on a Mac, especially when you're doing it every week and you're going to have a little bit of lap over.
You have an external.
Your external still bogs it down.
Yeah, it still bottlenecks it.
I think that the desktop M1 is leaps and bounds ahead of any other desktop that's not pieced together.
Like, I eat, breathe, and Apple. That's what I'm saying. Still will edit on a PC.
I mean, I don't have a PC to edit on, but I have a desktop Mac.
I think we edit
that's old.
Now, by the way. I think M is getting edited out.
No, Apple loves it.
No, keep it.
Apple does not love. What I'm getting at is that, like, if you're the desktop Apple M1 is, if you're a solo person who's doing like a one man show all by yourself, podcast, YouTube channel, whatever, that is the perfect machine for you. Get some AI in there, like these guys are talking about. If you're very simple, rudimentary editing, you know what I mean? Like,
I agree.
Only if you're using Final Cut.
Okay, and I'm on board with that. I'm on board. Don't go external with Premiere or DaVinci or whatever, but
DaVinci might do a good job.
Yeah, DaVinci's free. Try it out.
But it is the creator's paradise. Apple gives you everything you need with that machine, and it is up to date and shoots 4K, 8K.
The interface is better. Interface is
clean. Interface is clean.
It is. It's clean.
There's an update every 15 days.
You won't have as many viruses.
You got to shut down your computer and restart it every 15 days. It's great. We love it. So,
speaking of interfaces, you guys are mainly only Sony, right?
Yes.
Yes. Only now,
Amanda uses Nikon.
Like, we would love to get out of the Sony. It's just like Sony does a great job with their sensors.
It's a video where you can plug in the fake battery and record longer.
Yep.
Yep. Yep, dummy batteries.
I need to get a fucking
love that
external battery so bad.
Bro, yeah.
Oh,
I love Black Magic.
I have a Black Magic.
Black Magic's great.
I love Black Magic.
Sucks up your battery so fast.
Oh, my God. Especially that Pocket 4K. Yeah, dude, you just need to get external. But it's a cinema camera.
Brian heard
man.
Black Magic, and he's just thinking New Orleans voodoo.
I had a bad experience in Longview, Texas, which if you're not familiar, we actually interviewed somebody that had been to Longview, Texas once. And I met a lady at a gas station who claimed to be a woman of, or I don't think they're witches, whatever a woman of voodoo is called.
Yeah,
very hexy.
Drew, can you find that out for us?
What is a woman of voodoo?
A woman of voodoo.
I think it's
called
a witch, but I don't.
About right.
A Wiccan? No. It's
no,
not a Wiccan.
But either way, I meet this lady at a gas station, and she just put a bad taste in my mouth for the entire state of Louisiana. And for those who don't know, Longview, Texas is right on the border of Louisiana. She was a manbo.
Manbo.
She was a manbo.
Is a priestess.
That's the Haitian voodoo religion.
Okay.
So
I like it.
Okay.
She's very, very hexy, manbo. Very, ooh, what you doing? Very, her. I can't even try to imitate her accent.
Yeah, that
it's
could
like
get offensive.
They're only vowels.
Yeah. I'm not trying to be offensive. I'm
sure.
Just saying whatever voodoo shit they got going on in Louisiana, I'm out. I'm out. The whole state. I'm done with the Cajun voodoo stuff. I'm out on it. I'm out on it.
Bro,
I
loved it.
No, it ruined the whole state for me. Almost drove north to avoid Louisiana.
I had
to go through.
What would
there.
You switch up though, equipment wise? You think, like you said, you might
Good
like
rich.
To get away from Sony.
Man, like I just think Sony has great stepping stones. You know, from the A7s to the FX3s to FX6s, FX9s. You know, it's great stepping stones. Obviously, you know, we'd love to. Get you know, I think Canon does a great job with their cinema cameras, and their cameras are phenomenal. The only problem is like they limit their capabilities. It's definitely not as capable as a Sony camera, but I think their sensors are better.
Canon is what the NFL is using.
I think
maybe.
So.
Maybe. Yeah,
I'm pretty
if
sure.
If I'm not mistaken, I think Canon is what represents the NFL. All their cameras
I wouldn't
are
doubt
Canon.
That. I feel like that's right.
I'm pretty sure because they're like cinematographic. But. Cameras and I think
the image that comes out of a Canon automatically is just amazing. There's such little.
You don't have to do as much
color
post.
Grading. No,
yeah.
color not grading. At all. The things that come out of it.
I used to not really color grade much at all until I started using a Blackmagic, and then you have to.
Yep. Because then you're a cinematographer. Because as soon as you get
and
a Blackmagic,
you
like,
you
well,
have
your
footage
cinema,
that
right?
actually looks good. And
will you click?
But the thing Canon has. The ability to have great footage. I was just using
an old yes
T5i.
Fuck yeah, dude! I had the T7i, and like that
that's
was
still
one of
what I
ones.
Use for photography.
Yeah.
I needed a camera
and
well, on that Fuji love. Click the first question, Drew. Down. That
fucking,
one.
We got a Fuji mug.
And I want to know.
Check Fuji water, Fuji cameras.
Shut the hell up.
It doesn't say
shut
what
up, give me
they
Fuji
use.
Water.
Hey, I will say. Fuji has some of the most classic, iconic coloring systems.
Dude, the
ever.
Colors on Fuji
ever.
Are...
ever.
I'm getting chubbed
good.
Up.
Fuji is
are phenomenal. You looking? He's chubbed up. That's what he said.
Anytime, bro.
speaking of Thomas's...
yes.
Brian likes it.
I'm curious
I'm
what the like analytics will look like for this Halloween episode because Thomas was in a diaper.
Dude, the first time I ever filmed anything for Brian, I took a piss outside and he like leaned over my shoulder and he was like, good.
I wonder if there'll be parts that people go back and rewatch a bunch or people watch longer because
just to see if my nut's hanging out the side.
Well, and no, Drew, that's actually a good comment to bring up. I can't wait for you guys to see that episode.
So, me too.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. It's
I
a
didn't
lot.
Leave the start in where I started the camera and walked away and it's just my ass in a diaper.
Wait, you weren't wearing pants, right?
It was no, just diaper.
Fuck
just
yeah,
diapy, dude. Just all diapy.
I would have cradled you.
Thanks.
Dude, no, but
me a bottle.
You do have an impressive though it's just very nice looking.
I appreciate
it. Is
it
longer or girthier?
I mean, well, it's kind of, it's like a good combo.
Good.
Yeah, it's a good combo. Okay, so anyways, away from Tom's
No, but thanks a lot, Drew.
Was there anything? I mean, so like you mentioned earlier, Jake, like if there's ever something that like you're like, oh, like this in the corner, I need to make a tweak, you go to YouTube University and you learn everything there.
100%.
But like, are there like some big game changers that like you guys picked up on, like Jordan, for you, like scheduling, like was that Calendly? Oh,
we use Motion app.
Calendly.
Yeah, yeah. Dude.
Motion app.
Motion.
What is that?
It's a game changer.
It's amazing.
Hey, that's another AI thing
so,
that we use.
Yeah, it is another AI tool. So it's the only scheduling time management tool that actually uses AI to prioritize tasks. So you just like say somebody comes to you and just like says, hey, I need this and this and this and this. Well, you just add task, type it in, and then enter your priorities. Like this has to be done by this time, and the priority is high, ASAP, medium, low. And it'll automatically schedule it around your meetings, around your events, around your bookings, around everything, just so you're getting your things done. Mm-hmm. So, man, it's been a game changer.
I love that. Awesome. What's it called?
Motion.
Motion. Motion.
We got that for you, Jack. Yeah. Anything that saved you minutes on the day?
Minutes on the day, besides DaVinci and everything. But honestly, I got to say, at JRL, the things that save me is just asking these guys. Like, if Eli and Luke sit with me in the same room, and if I always, what we say, a huge saying in our classes, hey, I need your eye. I need a second eye. I need a second beat. I need a second vibe just from somebody. Am I doing something stupid?
Mm-hmm. Are you guys editing in like in the same area?
Yeah. And then a lot of times, like if I'm super stumped, man, if I'm like, dude, I don't know what the fuck's going on here. I don't know what he's saying. I don't get this story. I go to Jorn and Jorn's like, oh, that's great. Let's just do that and take that, put that over there and put that together. Then boom, we got it.
You guys are using mainly DaVinci?
Yeah, we're
all DaVinci.
We still have to use Premiere.
Everybody is experienced in both.
Yes.
Well, I was just going to say, like, so like with Premiere, you have Teams projects. So like I can work on something, and as long as Brian has all the original files, I can send it to him and he can pull it up. Does DaVinci have
something? Adobe's garbage. Better. Yeah, oh my God. DaVinci's compatibility is 10.
Oh man.
Times
you don't have
better,
to search
bro.
For all these individual project files. It gives you a project server, God. And you just have all of your client folders,
and
then
all
you
that's
open
connected
those
to your NAS,
and it's all open. Yeah,
that sounds Dude, fantastic.
It's
that
so
is
much
your NAS
better.
On SSDs or HHDs?
HHDs, but it's a NAS server, so it's on like SSD cache, and it's all really fast. It's Ethernet.
This is above my head.
That last part kind of lost me.
SSDs are solid state drives. HHDs are hard state. Drive,
hard, yeah.
But it's like SSDs are less likely to corrupt, yeah. Where your hard state drive mm-hmm. can corrupt.
Yeah. Yeah,
I got something corrupt for you. Get your head out of the fucking gutter, Brian.
This is not related to what you were just discussing at all. But
awesome.
Jake said the word vibe, and it reminded me. Jordan, has anyone ever told you that you have kind of like a Michael Cera vibe?
Oh, dude, I love Michael Cera, bro.
That's never been said, Drew.
I love Michael Cera.
Dude, I fuck with Michael Cera so fucking hard, bro.
I love Michael Cera.
You know, he's such a dick in person.
Did you see the this is
not like
the
visually,
movie?
But like his voice. Really? Like sometimes he gets kind of quiet and like has that like kind of tempo that Michael Cera has.
That's never been said. That's
I know. I stand by that.
Yeah, I at work, I am probably the biggest energy in the room at all times.
Dude, his positivity. Fuck, man. It's like
too
I'm
much.
Having, I'm
it's
always.
Too much.
It's not that
it's too much. It's I'm one of those guys.
He's just having a good.
It's like, oh, tell me about your awful day. I'm gonna
like
shine a light on it.
He's seen all the numbers and like the things that business. What business is wrong, and like he's dealing with a whole bunch of stress, and he comes in, he's still
it's
happy,
not
chipper,
stressful, bro.
Sure, okay. I'd be stressed as fuck if I was in his shoes all every day, and I'm over here just like banging my head because the render isn't done yet, and nothing will play, and I got this stupid plug-in that's not working, and it for 3 hours straight, I'm just going, dude, seeing, shutting it
20
down.
20 minutes for it to try and export.
The other day,
dude, do I pull out my Game Boy and like,
literally, dude,
that's what I've been doing lately.
That's where most of the time goes. It's just waiting, waiting for shit to export.
You think I'm
run.
Kidding? And I'm not. I'm rendering a project and it's gonna take 20 minutes. I'm pulling out my old Game Boy and playing like Pokemon Red.
Yeah, but at least
if you go look at the Days Grim YouTube Pokemon's in the search like five times. Like, where the fuck do I go? I don't even remember this game.
Oh the other day I went downstairs to edit some stuff, and I was sitting there. It was pretty much like, you know, I edit after hours and whatnot, but I was sitting there and I look over at Jake, and I was like, I think Eli was there too. And I was like, listen, If this is all I had to do all day, this is amazing.
It really is.
It's a good day. One thing. Yeah, you know?
I like your positive. You're the kind of guy that I feel like you'd be like, you'd run into somebody and you'd be like, hey, how are you doing, man? They'd be like, yeah, my dad just died of cancer. And they were like,
oh, man.
You'd be like, your mom alive?
Look at that.
That's the kind of guy I feel like you are. You're like just positive. Obscenely positive. Oh, like, fucking man. Chill out, dude. Do you still have a sibling? You know?
Hey, man, I see that you got all your fingers. Fingers are dope.
Dude, no, it's true.
I saw you walk in here. You're not a paraplegic.
Yeah.
A you know day. What I mean?
I'm but seeing like, a lot of ups with you walking in here.
But I will say to anybody listening or watching, if you're thinking of starting a business
don't.
Like this,
no, I'm joking.
Don't. But have a fucking positive attitude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if have you don't, because like all of us guys, dude, we get bummed. We get burnt. I get burnt. I get burnt.
And that's
the
why
fuck
it's so
out.
Important for them to do their own stuff too.
Yes. And that's why it's so important to have
it's
an
so
outlet.
Important for Jake to have his films. And yes. It's so important for Eli to do his comedy and for Jake to do his comedy.
Absolutely.
I didn't even know that Eli was doing comedy.
Yeah he does.
I haven't talked to him in a minute.
Yeah, he has his own show called Swish Fam. Shout
Swish
out.
Fam.
Swish Fam on 109 yeah. Media.
Speaking of your films, you're working on one now.
Yes.
And if you want to talk about that, that would be sick.
Yeah, I'm starting to film my short film that I've been writing for about a whole year, almost damn near two now. It's an analogy from a perspective of an inanimate object.
I like that.
So I'm very, very hyped, and hopefully it will be filmed by the end of November. It's called If Possible, and hopefully will be out by March, hopefully, or something. But yeah, I'm super excited. Drew helped me with the concept art of the intro / commercial.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, so Joran's, JRL, Joran is producing it.
Did you get a Ouija board for the inanimate object?
I wish. Yeah, I can't say what it is because it'll ruin
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, no, I know, and I don't want to throw it out there.
Yeah, it'll ruin everything.
So, Jordan, do you have any projects on the side that you're working on, or is it
no,
all
no, I'm a dad, you know. So.
I'm just working on this living organism, you know. I got it for the next 17 to 18.
His side project
yeah.
is,
you
know, he lives, breathes. And
well, do you got any advice
shit.
For anybody out there wanting to get into business, to start a business or anything like that?
So, service-based businesses are great. You know, obviously, if you have a product, it's hard to sell a product or market. Hey, I would love another. Oh, my guy dog. Grabbing me. A
get it, Brian.
Stand by.
Brian on it. Get oh, it,
dude.
Brian.
That's a challenge, dude.
Thank you, sir.
I have to pee
Thank you,
so
sir.
Bad. I just want you to know.
Are we going to pull a Joe Rogan and like break for 2 seconds?
Dude, he's been hey, doing guys. That so much lately. I'm like, dude, no, quit dude. Getting an IV right before a podcast.
Dude, no, I got a bladder of fucking steel, dude. As you were saying. So do you do side projects? I mean, or what was your, hold on, what was, oh, advice, sorry.
Yeah, so.
Advice for someone getting into business.
Service base.
Yeah.
Life's about relationships, man. You know, it's the same thing as like content. You try and make content that's good. Just make sure that people can really relate to it. Make sure that they can build a relationship while watching the content, you know? So it's the same thing with service-based industries is, you know, people want to work with people they know. People want to work with people they trust, you know? They want to work with people that they can feel comfortable in front of. And if anybody's ever been in like a video production setting, like, it's super nerve-wracking for somebody to just walk in front of all those lights and then just kind of put themselves out there.
Yeah, just go.
Well,
yeah.
Wait, do me a favor, just be you.
Exactly.
We mentioned comedy. It's way easier to sit around here and joke than it would be to go up on stage and do the exact same jokes.
Exactly. So, yeah. You know, it's like it's really important that you have like a really solid team that's going to make people feel, just ignore the cameras, ignore the lights, you know. I'm going to make you feel down to earth and feel like this is a comfortable space for you to be yourself. Because if we don't get you to being yourself, this content's not going to be received very well.
Yeah. You know, you can tell that the person's awkward or uncomfortable or whatever. That's why we provide a free beverage, you know?
Yeah. That's what the bourbon's for.
Hey, I'm out. No, I'm out. Well,
you need another,
I'm
brother?
All out of comedy. Yeah.
You need one, dude.
So yeah, life's about relationships. Build good relationships. You know, be a man of your word.
Jake, what about you? For camera, what do you got any advice for somebody that's wanting to pick up a good old hearty advice?
Bruh. If you love it, you'll stick with it. And yes. I think the best thing to do, like, so for me, I'm a Capricorn, so like
hey bro, I'm a Capricorn too. My God.
So God, like,
that's so dumb.
Money. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry.
That's so dumb. But
we went I'm straight saying. To astrology.
You're I'm just like saying.
Well, so my zodiac.
Okay, listen, everybody.
Actually, like, astrology was founded by the Egyptians and not the Greeks.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Tom.
People get it wrong all the time. But
hey, thank you, sir.
Scholars are debating on it, but I just settled it.
But anyways, like I was saying, that's what the bourbon's for. No, I'm joking.
But see, I'm very concerned about money. Money was a huge part of it.
Because
you need money to like fucking buy new lenses. Shit is expensive. Yeah. So like weddings is huge. Fucking ask a friend. Be like, hey, if you're just starting out, you got a camera. Because I mean, that obviously that's first. Or find somebody to let you use their camera.
Yeah.
Just to practice with. Fuck yeah. And also fucking get insurance on that shit.
Yeah, no
that's
shit.
That's for fucking sure. But I would never let anybody rent my guy. Shit. Honestly. But then, yeah, do weddings, music videos, ask a buddy, and just do it. Just like fucking film something. Film Nike. Yourself. Don't be afraid to get in front of
it. It's going to suck at first.
It's going to suck.
Being that
so
second
bad.
Hand at a wedding, like, you know, like if I take somebody with me to film a wedding and they've never filmed one before, they learn my game
so
plan
much.
For a wedding. I've filmed so many weddings. I already have a game plan. I already have a format. I already know what I'm doing. And you can come along and you can basically. With one shooting of that wedding, you already have my entire playbook on how I film that wedding.
And you take it, you resuscitate it, and you fucking use
Recipe.
It again. That's the same. Yeah. I didn't fucking touch color until I met him. And it's like base 101 of what you should be able to know. And I was like, nah, I'm like, whatever comes out of the camera, fuck with white balance.
Yeah,
and he was like, no, check this out.
With Canon, I was like, it looks okay.
Yeah, I was used to using Canon. I never touched Sony shit. And then, you know, it's meet someone, fucking message people. Be like, hey, can I 100%. Come follow you around? 100%. Can I work with you for one day just absolutely free and I'll help you do whatever you can? Yeah. And I feel like people like Drew's a fucking king at like doing that shit. He'll go out there and be like, what do you need? Let me learn something.
Yeah, he goes out of his way.
Yeah, it's fucking going
out and
doing
something. That's basically
what
I try to do. I mean... Most of the time, I like try to get paid, but at the level I'm at, I'll do stuff for free. Yeah. I'll go PA and go basically be your bitch on set
for
a day.
But like to make a film, to be a part of a film, it takes a team. And like, you know, especially around Evansville, you got to sacrifice a lot to be able to be a part of something because there's... It's hard to get in on stuff.
One thing, one thing we do like to always focus on. We talked a little bit about it in the beginning of the show. So like the day to his grim, the light to his dark, so on and so forth. The adversity. Everyone sees it in their life throughout everything that we do, what big, small, whatever. But adversity is kind of one thing that the show like revolves around. And we always like to ask near the end of the interview, like during this, and you guys can answer individually, but like Joran, starting, I guess, what was one big adversity that you ran into during creating JRL? And then I'm less concerned with what the thing was that adversity was, but more so concerned with what was it that kept you going, kept your foot on the gas to keep this business running 5 years later. And then we'll get to Jake.
So, you know, it's like right whenever I first started, you know, I knew that where I wanted to go was going to take a team to do it. And I knew that, you know, I've kind of always done this. And, you know, since the beginning of JRL, it's, you know, the second I had any money in my pocket, I gave it away, you know, in order to build a team. Build relationships. So, you know, that's kind of like how our growth happened in the way that it did is because I never pocketed any money because anytime we ever had any extra money, I was like, let's add somebody to the team. Let's get somebody
new
on here.
New camera.
Well, I think that's also what shows camera. Like, I mean, you have like that picture that was just pulled up on screen of your whole team. You know what I mean? Like it takes a team to put together these nice productions that you're putting together.
Yeah.
It really does.
What
was the adversity?
So, you know, obviously that can have a lot of bottlenecks, but you know, it's if it were gonna still be me and Jake here today, I can almost guarantee you that Jake probably wouldn't be here. Jake wouldn't be here, or none of these people would be here without the team that we have. You know, so
too burnt out, or
exactly. It's like you've got all these different obstacles and creator writer's block, and then, you know, I can't be there all the time. And, you know, so you need this community of people to continue to push people and continue to want to try new things and elevate what they're doing. Because if we just keep going down the same mundane path every day, it's like, it's not going to last long. You know, that's going to be super temporary. So, you know, as far as the bottlenecks that we face is like, yeah, we didn't have any money, but we were very rich in our passion and, you know, the bond that we had as a team. So that was really important to us. And, you know, that's kind of as we developed and, you know, like everybody got better, you know, we weren't hiring experts right off the bat. So we were paying a lot of money to train people. And it takes us, what, year and a half, 2 years to train people? Mm. So, you know, you're paying all this money to train people, but it's a lot more than just training people. It's like you're paying a lot of money for somebody to be a part of the team and make them feel comfortable and, you know, so
be able to express their creative two cents in the process.
Yeah, that was really important for us, was spending a lot of money making sure that, you know, we had a solid team and a solid foundation to really elevate things.
So it was like almost the in the beginning, the lack of capital was your adversity, but then also what kept you going was like the family vibe and like, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Okay, I got you. I got you.
What about for you, Jake?
And then what about for you, Jake? So during this entire JRL journey of like coming onto the team, like did you ever have a dark moment? And again, we care less about the dark moment, what it was, like my dog died of AIDS or whatever, right, but more about like what was it that drove you through this moment where you were like, I want to quit JRL or something, whoa, or I want to quit photography in general. Or
he
whatever.
Wants to quit JRL every day.
Every fucking day, dude. Like, what the hell is going on? No, I think the thing that brought me through was the Days Grim podcast.
All right, guys, that's a wrap.
Slide
that's
that
another
in there.
Thrilling episode of the day. No, clap.
Well, I think the worst part was, I feel like it's always financials, and Jorn has literally saved my ass. I can't tell you how many times he saved my ass. I didn't have a license for fucking 3 years, and wherever I needed to go, what you need? Oh, it's 3 a.m. in the morning. You need a ride home? Like I said, that positivity of I will do whatever the fuck you need to be able to have an okay life and do your passion and work how you want to work. That's why I think if you start a business like this, be that type of guy. Be for your people, and you will have a good culture in your right. work environment. And
it's the team, man.
It is the team.
It's a team sport.
Yeah, and I feel like it was always financials that I was going through hard times, especially I think it was last year, last two Christmases ago, or okay, it's always fucking around Christmas time. Christmas time's hard, yeah. Dude. Mm-hmm. December's a bitch.
Yeah.
And I think what pulled me through was always just having people, like having the JRL, I can always figure it out.
You don't go through anything alone.
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, do you need to make more money? Well, why don't you take the gear this weekend and go film a fucking wedding? Why don't you go, hey, I got a job for you. I'll pay you double. Just go do it, and he'll sacrifice his money and his time so you can have a better life right now. So I think JRL gave us the capability to do that. Like, we have the equipment to make your shot a little bit better than what you're actually able to create it. But like, that's what I love. So the love of my passion, being able to do it every day, has really just always pushed me. It's like, yes, it gets mundane. You get burnt out. But like, at the start,
when you got
end of
people
the day,
around you that's also getting burnt out,
yeah, you're
it's
like,
kind of fun.
Yeah, it's like, okay, well, let's fucking.
Like, how do we make this different?
How do we like enjoy it again? Well, we go create. Let's get creative with it, and let's have fun, and then we start having fun. So it always turns out to be us.
What's the next big like upgrade thing you're trying to like?
We're getting a plane.
He always talks about that shit. Yeah. Gotta put our fucking okay,
hey, Donald Trump, right. Settle down, dude.
No, listen. So, like I said, all of our clients, most of our clients are not in Evansville. We had to get out of Evansville to stay afloat. So the fact, if we had a small plane
that you could fly,
that we could fly, we could go to a shoot in Florida and be back before dinner.
Investments.
Okay.
rather than spending 3 days in hotel rooms and all this stuff. Yeah, just
dude,
getting
fuck Highway 41, dude.
You know what I'm saying?
Trash.
Not even that. Fuck Atlanta or Birmingham traffic on the way to Florida.
I feel like our next investment is probably more editors. Like, we would love to bring more people on. Yep. And obviously,
it always is team.
Oh yeah,
team,
it always
man.
Is.
Grow a team.
Yeah. We're always thinking of that.
We want to get a space.
So how do people find you? Let's say I'm an editor. How do I even reach out and be like, hey, I'm an editor?
You DM Jake.
Yeah. Jake@jrolocal.com. You can also hit us
say
up.
Say that again. What was your hand?
Jake@jrolocal.com. You can hit me
you
up.
You hit us up on Instagram, Facebook.
On JRLocal.
We have a contact form on our website.
Yeah. I mean, hypothetically.
Listen, I think I might be mad interested.
we want Drew.
Yeah.
Hey, like, we've fucking, talked about it.
I want you too, baby.
Hey, baby.
Hey, you guys back the fuck up, dude. Back the He's fuck like, up,
Drew,
dude.
How much you cost to be here?
Hey,
right now?
Fucking chill out, you guys.
Hey, we can talk stuff after the podcast, guys.
No, man,
I want you to fight over me.
Dude, I'll fight topless. I don't care.
Drew, we validate the shit out of you, bro.
So we like to give you guys the last couple minutes for the show for like play, like we were just doing, like the plugs.
Where can people book you to get video?
Find upcoming events, stuff like that. So the last couple minutes, kind of all your shout outs to people that have helped you get to here and that keep you going forward, stuff like that. So between the two of you, I mean, like, yeah, the last couple minutes is all you.
Big shout out to Jake Clark, the original. He's
OG.
A homie. He's a real one. shout out to all of our clients. Absolutely all of our clients. They helped to get us here. You know, they continue to work with us every single day. And you know, that's really awesome that we get to produce for all these awesome people. Life's about relationships, and healthy relationships are important. Thank you to you guys. Jake, I know you got a bunch of people. My family, my daughter.
Yeah, Coulter.
Yeah, Coulter.
And mom.
Mom, dad, all those people. Brothers.
Yeah.
Where can people get a hold of you guys at?
Oh, JRLocal.com?
DM us. Instagram, JRLocal. You can find us on Facebook. Find us on Instagram, JRLocal. JRLocal.com. You can email us at info@JRLocal.com, or you can email Jake@JRLocal.com. Jake, you got a bunch of people you want to thank?
Bree? Shit. Yeah, thank Brie, my fiance. She saves my
She's
ass
sick,
as well.
Dude.
She would drive me as well all the time.
Fuck yeah, we love Brie.
Without her, God, nothing would
There's
be happening.
Oh, our team, Uber, bro. We didn't thank Eli and Jake Luke. And Amanda and Luke and Megan and
dude. Amanda. Eli,
all our people. Luke, Ethan.
Yeah. Ethan, bro.
All our people, man.
Shout out to Ethan, our graphic person. He saves. He was IT for us. Like whenever we had a problem. So Ethan, huge shout out to him. All of our clients. Sorry, I missed the
No, you're right.
Shout out to the people.
And then where can people get a hold of you at?
Yes, JRLocal.com. Jake@JRLocal.
Jake@JRLocal.
Yes. You can message us. We do video productions. We do consistent content
creation
and
PR, online marketing.
Yes, online marketing.
Branding strategy.
We will make your shit look so good and be consistent. The two things that you can control on the internet is your consistency and your community involvement, and we will help you with that. Bottom line.
Jake, so are you doing any type of crowdfunding or anything for the film
you're
working on?
Ooh, yes.
Because if you have a GoFundMe,
yes,
bro.
I haven't made it yet.
Yeah, put that out there.
Yeah,
get it,
follow your Instagram.
Get it done before this episode comes out.
Before this episode.
Yeah, dude. It will be for 47 Cents Productions. You can go check it out on there. That's where I will be having the advertisement. What do you call it? Yeah, the ad for it, basically, and the GoFundMe.
And we'll if you get the link ready, we'll throw it in the description for in the next like week or two.
Hopefully, it should be done this
tighten up.
This week.
Tighten
I know,
up, dude.
It's,
tighten
I'm
up.
Awful.
Fucking trying procrastinator. To figure
shit out. No, making a film is huge. Like, I'm discovering making a film is a lot.
Oh, it's stressful.
It's
I don't
so
want to deal with that.
Stressful, man. It's so stressful.
Dude, honestly, you guys have crushed it. Two of the nicest fellas in the tri-state. Seriously, thank you so much. You guys could have done anything for the last 2 hours, but you stopped in and hung out with the Days Grim on a Sunday night. night.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
It was amazing. I love the Days Sabbath. Grimm. Fucking subscribe to the Days Grimm.
Subscribe to the Days Grimm.
Yeah.
Follow JRL.
Yes. Yes, of course. Yeah. Anywhere you can find JRL, follow their shit. They're great, dude. They do great work. They work with a lot of folks around town, man. It's just above exceptional. And then also as well, like and subscribe to the Days Grimm. We would much appreciate that. Check out the daysgrimm.com. Check out JRLlocal.com. Just really dip the tip in wherever it feels right. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you
whatever.
That gets edited out. Just thank you, gentlemen, so much. I greatly appreciate your time.
Happy to be here.
Thank you.
This is another thrilling episode of the Days Grimm. My name is Brian Michael Day.
My name is Thomas Grimm III.
And I'm Drew Head.
And this has been JRL Local. Thank you, gentlemen, so much. I appreciate
you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Don't shoot a book. Bro, I fucked up that outro when I was supposed to be like, shout out to like all the people, thank you. I was about to like start listing all the cards, like, yeah, I know, right? I need to do that shit. Bro, I'll tell you what you should try. You should
Hey guys, if you liked what you heard today, there will be a new episode next Tuesday, as well as every Tuesday at 6 a.m. So hit that subscribe button and let your phone do all the work for you.